across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Evening, dear listener. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Ash. This is Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. Do you want to be the first caller of the night? Do you want to beat Alan Caddick? I don't see Alan Caddick calling in. Maybe he's dead. This could be excellent. 0844... Not he's dead. That'd be... Well, yeah. 0844 499 1000. You could be the first caller of the night.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me. Down the road, it's where I'll always be. Every stop I make a new friend. Can't stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. Down this road that never seems to end. When you adventure lies just around the bend. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat, come travel like that's old style. Maybe tomorrow I wanna settle down. Until tomorrow the whole world is my home. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat, come travel like that's old style. Just keep moving on. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. There's a world waiting to unfold, a brand new tale no one has ever told. We've journeyed far, but you know it won't be long. We're almost there and we've paid our fare with a hobo song. Maybe tomorrow I wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat, old style. Maybe tomorrow I'll find what I call home. Until tomorrow, you know I'm free to roam.
Okay. I'm tired. You're tired. What day is it? Were these here the other day, these talk radio things? No, there are new things in front of me. I knew something was messing with... What do the Japanese call it? Feng Shui. Feng Shui, isn't it? The Feng Shui. The ancient art of bullshine. Where, oh yeah, you've got to have the stairs. Got I won't do the voice, because that could be perceived as being racist, although it would be done with affection. I'll do the voice for a little bit. You've got to move the stairs. Because it give bad, the dragon can't breathe fire through house. That's what they do, isn't it? And it's bullshine, the Feng Shui. But maybe it's not. Maybe it's not bullshine. Maybe it's genuine. Because I came in here and I felt there was something, and it was a little bit racist, the voice, so I apologise for that. Something wasn't quite right. And they've put things in the microphone that say talk radio. I know it's talk radio. I work here. I tell you what, why don't you get the bloody cameras working in the studio? Then there'll be a point of having this. Do you know what I mean? What are you doing? Or instead of, I don't know, guys, instead of advertising the station in the studio, advertise it outside in the real world so people could find us. First call of the night, it's Alan Caddick. Evening, Kyle.
Evening, Ian. It's Caddick here.
Alan Caddick has... This is unusual, Carl, right? Because Caddick is a controversial figure in the same way that Boris Johnson is controversial and the same way that Fred West was controversial, right? People either love him or hate him. I'm in the latter camp.
I don't mind him, but right. I was just determined to try and beat Caddick tonight.
Well, here is the thing, right? Alan Caddick normally calls him first every single night. every single night. He's not called in first. You've called him first. You've beat him to, the punch. But he's not called in at all, which makes me think maybe, just maybe, he never existed at all and was just a figment of our imagination.
What, a Caddick? Our Caddick's mum?
Well, the whole thing. Is it... It's Carl Jung who said... Who put forward, perhaps not for the first time, but certainly explained it very well, the idea of a collective consciousness that we all somehow tapped into one collective consciousness. Some may call it a godhead. Some may call it the universe. And within that collective consciousness, we dreamed up Alan Caddick because we needed an Alan Caddick figure. He didn't exist, so we made him. And we were all complicit in the illusion that this bumbling oaf, this gambling fool who bets his job seeker's allowance every week on horses, actually existed because we all needed to dream that an Alan Caddick figure could exist.
But have you never seen The Truman Show?
Or maybe he's just not called up tonight. Yeah, I've seen The Truman Show, yeah.
Well, what happens if, like, you're just a bit part and Caddick's controlling you? He's controlling your life. That's a head flip.
I don't think Caddick can control his own penis when he's urinating, let alone anybody else's life. So I'm going to think that's not a thing. Well, you're the first caller tonight, Carl. It's a joy to have you on board. What have you got for us?
Well, I was just going to say, I've actually been busy today, and I've been all night. I've been setting up, not rivaling you, my own little radio station, all licensed and everything.
Well, do you know what? You've already done more advertising than we've done, so good, well done, excellent.
I've done my bit, I've put a bit on Facebook. But anyway, have you got any, I know you did your talk today, have you any tips?
Yeah, I have, but I'm not going to give them to an oaf. I'm not going to give them to the competition. That'd be like Bruno Brooks. No, not Bruno Brooks. That would be like Dave Lee Travis. No, not like Dave Lee Travis. That would
Pete
be...
Howell?
No, that would be like Duncan Barks phoning me up for advice. Which he did once!
What, did he ask you?
What it was like working at the BBC. But it would be like Ian Collins phoning me up for... I'm not going to give the competition advice. I'm not going to give you advice.
Oh.
So, no, that is not happening at all.
I'll just wait for Caddick to ring me, then.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. We don't... Kyle, thank you for that. We just don't know if Kyle... if Caddick existed or not. We have no evidence that there was a Caddick. 0844... 499-1000 is the telephone number. Hang on, here's the dramatic ending. Oh, I thought it ended. Oh, there it does. It ends there in a really bad edit. Thanks. Who was it? Who wrote that music? It's Tubular Bells, Mike Oldfield. How many times... OK, here's the first question of the night, guys, because I'm a spent force. I've been driving for... 6 hours of my life today, right? I got up really early. So I got home at about got to bed at 2:15, lights out, was awake at 8:30. Thanks, brain. Then I got up and I drove to Bridgewater, which is in Somerset, not Devon, as I was saying yesterday. 2.5 hour drive, right? 2.5 hour drive. And I gave a lovely talk to some delightful students for about an hour and a half. Then I had a little wander around. And then I came back, and I'm knackered. I'm really knackered. So I've got nothing. So I'm totally dependent, not totally dependent on you suckers. I can do this without you if I wanted to, but let's not put that to the test tonight. 0844-499-1000. Now, there have been, I'm going to say, four different versions of Tubular Bells by Mike Oldfield. He keeps re-releasing the same album. It keeps doing different versions of it. Because the first one... I've never heard Tubular Bells, apart from that bit. Did the first one have Viv... It had Vivian Stanchel on it, didn't it? From the Bonzos. I think he was doing the narration. The Tubular Bells. I think that was Viv Stanchel. who was an utter genius. And boy, what a thrill it would have been to have interviewed him. 0844 499 1000. But I think okay. Here's the first question, right, for you. And we're gonna do like a proper traditional phone in tonight. Okay, so bear with me. I'm not feeling too artistic at the moment. I'm feeling functional. I'm a functioning addict. We're going to function. Right. Have you listened to Tubular Bells all the way through more than once, right? Because I think it's one of those records that everyone had. Then when it came out on CD, everyone got it because they wanted to hear it in pristine quality. So they all bought it. I don't think anyone's listened to it more than once. In fact, I would hazard a guess that most people that have it have barely got three quarters of the way through before they got distracted by a phone call. And then they went back to press play again and went, nah. So here's the question. Have you, and statistically, I think that record, the original one, sold something like 80 million copies. Right? There are 80 million copies of the vinyl release of Tubular Bells floating around somewhere. So one of you guys must have listened to it. One of you guys must have bought it at the very, very least. And then how many follow-ups or remakes did he do of Tubular Bells? 0844 499 1000. It's quite niche. Don't worry. Trust me. This then takes me on to question number two. What other groups have redone their famous albums? I don't know, and I just thought, I was going to say Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell, but he didn't. He did Bat Out of Hell. Then he did Bat Out of Hell 2, Back Into Hell. And then didn't he do Bat Out of Hell 3? Didn't he do that? I'm sure he did that. Meatloaf, right. And by the way, no one's calling in, which is brilliant, because actually I can sit here, I've got a second wind. I can sit and talk for England here. 0844 499 1000. If you call, you will literally come straight to air. We'll call you back. Meatloaf is an odd one, right? Because he's nothing special, is he? He's just, and I'm going to say this, and I don't normally make comments like this about people's weight, right? He's just a fat bloke, isn't he? He's just a fat karaoke singer. And that's no disrespect to chubby pub singers at all. But that's all he is. And the songs are brilliant. From the first Bat Out of Hell, right, is brilliant. Flipping brilliant, right? Took the words right out of my mouth. Whoa, it must have been when I was clapping, yeah. Brilliant, right? Love it. Can't go wrong with it. He didn't write any of those. It's all Jim Steinman. It's all Jim Steinman. The whole Meatloaf thing. Meatloaf is like the 70s equivalent of S Club Juniors. Isn't he? He's the rock 70s equivalent of S Club Juniors. And by that I mean, and again, you know, my favourite band is The Monkees, so I'm not making a judgment against manufactured pop, but a completely slick, manufactured image, really. Do you remember, he did an album, right, with Bonnie Tyler called Leather and Lace. I think he was the leather, and I think Bonnie Tyler was the lace. I'm not totally sure. 0844 499 1000. So where are we so far? I'm holding off the topic that I want to do with you, because I'm not quite sure how to phrase it. We tried to play it as a game before the show, and then we both went, ooh, we can't play that as a game. You know, we have these like poker games that we play. I've got a good one, but we can't play it as a game. So I'm hesitating as to how I'm going to introduce it. Because I don't want it to sound like... Thank you, here comes a lovely cup of tea. That we're making fun of the... It's linked with tragedies, like proper murderous tragedies, OK? So I don't want it to sound like we're making fun of the tragedies. We're not at all. But something struck, but we were playing it as a game of poker, so that's a little bit flippant, so I need to find a way around that. So, let's take a break. Pause, hold it. Music Geek, Jake, Ray, people are calling in. Excellent. Keep calling in 0844 499 1000. We will get to you. Let's just have a recap before we go to the break. Has anybody listened to all of Tubular Bells all the way through more than once? How many times did Mike Oldfield, carried away by a moonlight shadow, remake Tubular Bells? What's so special about Meat Loaf? And we've got a game to play that's not a game, because that would be tasteless.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the loop.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0844 499 1000. These are just things that I have spoke. These are just words that I've put out there, right? You can call in about anything you want. I can see a couple of people going, oh, I can't talk about them. You don't have to. Talk about anything you want. I'm just feeling a little bit... I'm so tired. I've got a really busy day tomorrow as well. Lovely day. I've got the kids tomorrow, which will be great. My youngest is doing an assembly. But I'm shattered. Absolutely shattered. Beyond breaking point. I went to breaking point and I went past it. I have to go back to breaking point and break. But I've gone past it. So I'm kind of going to do... If in my head, I'm feeling a little bit more traditional, a little bit more straightforward. So I might do a little bit more of a traditional show, but doesn't mean that you have to. You do whatever you want. You know that. 0844 499 1000. You call up, you'll speak to Kath at the moment. She'll call you back. We'll get her in the studio in a bit as well. Music Geek.
Oh, I was just halfway from a sip of tea there, Ian.
Hey, hang on a minute. Whoa. It's just brought me a lovely cup of Redbush tea. I've been off the caffeine now for nearly 3 months. So let's just... what tea are you drinking, Geek?
Oh, it's Bog Standard Travelodge Typhoo.
Beautiful. Do you want to have some now? You want to slurp off?
A slurp off? Okay, then. Should we count it down on the slurp off?
3, 2, 1, and slurp. Oh, that is hot.
Oh, I've nearly cleared the cup there.
Oh, beautiful.
I've got a really bad habit now. I'll leave the tea bag in. That's like a really bad habit.
Oh, that is dirty, man.
Oh, I picked it up. I don't know where I picked it up from.
One of the worst things that you can do. Let me rephrase. One of the worst things that's ever happened to me, and I literally mean one of the worst things, was I was drinking a cup of tea once and I didn't know there was a tea bag in it, and it went into my mouth. If you've ever sucked on a tea bag. Oh, it really is just one of the worst. It's like sucking an old man's ball. It is. It is. And trust me, and I, you don't want to know how I know that. Really.
The worst is when the teabag like explodes in the bottom of the cup and you're there like, oh.
And it's the last, last teabag. And normally you go, I don't want to chuck that away. I'll do another one. That's the last teabag. What Dodgepot, right, was the first person that said, oh, I can read tea leaves. And it will tell you your fortunes. What Dodgepot? What I mean? How devoid of entertainment were they back in the day, where a liar could say they could read your fortune in tea leaves?
There might be some palmistry for that matter. That's equally confusing.
Well, it's equally.
Do you believe in palmistry?
Of course I don't. I don't believe in any of that stuff. Where you're going to have a. They always look at your hand and they go. Ooh, yes. Well, you're going to have a very long life. Oh, and what happens if I don't? What happens if I die before I'm 43, which is in a couple of weeks, guys? Do I come back and see you for a refund? Oh, I can't. I'm dead. I'm dead, and you killed me, you palmist. I'm going to palm you off. No, hang on. That sounds inappropriate. But I might do it. I might do it. I might palm a palmist off. If push came to shove... Then I could certainly do that. If I had to, if my life depended on pleasuring a faux psychic, then the short answer is yes. Long answer is a bit more complicated, but short answer, yes. Hey, what are we called? Inform Music Geek 81.
Oh, well, first off, Ian, your show has been keeping me sane down here. I'm kind of on holiday at the moment in Glastonbury.
I drove past Glastonbury today.
Oh, there's definitely something in the ley lines here, Ian. Like, on Monday, I had a really, like, stressful train journey. Like, the last 2 days, I've just been walking around in a total daze. I mean, that might be the sunburn.
By the way, I'm going to have to keep taking longer breaks than usual because at midnight, legal highs become illegal.
So, I know. Yeah,
I know, so I want to...
No legal highs anymore.
Yeah, I need to use up this stash. It's legal at the moment, so I can make jokes about it. After midnight, I can't because it's illegal. So I've got this little stash here.
Get the poppers out.
Well, now here's the thing. Poppers are still going to be legal, aren't they?
Really? Oh, well, that just doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
All right, because wasn't there...
They're nasty.
There was
No, not that I would know, but they're nasty.
And by the way, can I just say, tongues are in cheeks. Of course we don't condone the use of drugs use, legal or otherwise. But if it's legal, you can't... But didn't a very brave, I think he was a conservative, gay MP, get up in the Houses of Parliament and say, if you make poppers illegal, you are doing the whole gay community a massive disservice, because it makes certain things easier to do. I'm sure I read, and I may have got this wrong, and it would be really good to find out again. No reason, but I think poppers are still going to be legal. I think they got put to one side.
Yeah, well, that's just typical, isn't it? I don't know. I don't know with that. That sounds like something a conservative
sounds
would say,
like,
though.
It sounds like a gay conspiracy. Do you know what it is? It sounds like more gay conspiracy coming over here, indulging in sex acts that I certainly wouldn't consider being involved in, and possibly perverting, and I use that word deliberately, the changes to the legal high system. Outrageous. So we don't know about poppers. Okay, let me just write that down. Hang on, I'm just on my shopping list. I'm just putting a question mark beside poppers.
am I allowed to say this? Because I'm going to say, I think it must have been in my uni days. I think I bought some of that kind of legal magic tobacco. And it was
from the head shops.
It was
yeah,
like
yeah.
Tea leaves, to be
we all did that. Listen, and again, I'm on a serious note. I'm not condoning. I don't drink.
No.
I don't take drugs, and I'm not condoning the use of drugs. Whatever people get up to, that's fine. And I'm saying that because I got told off before because it sounded like I was encouraging drugs, and I'm not.
Oh, right.
No, I did. I got told off.
Gosh,
I got told off rightfully, because I'm not encouraging. And then we've got young people listening at all as well, but. When I was at uni, we all went to the head shops and we bought those kind of legal herbal things that you smoke. And they were rubbish.
And they've got really weird names as well, haven't they?
Yeah.
We tried to get high off the name or something.
We tried poppers. And all poppers does, right, it gives you like a headache for the rest of the afternoon. That's it. If you want to have a migraine for the rest of the day, have some of that junk. Oh, it's horrible.
Off away.
Anyway, you've not called in about, and that's right, guys. If you take drugs, you'll get a really bad headache, so don't do it. That's not what I'm being serious, because I will get told off, rightfully so. We don't condone drugs. But that's not what you've called in for. What have you got for us?
Mike Oldfield.
Carried away by a moonlight shadow.
Have you heard 5 Miles Out? That's a really bizarre song.
No, I haven't.
That's a really bizarre song.
He's quite a boring man, though, isn't he?
Well, no. Okay, this was the point of my. This was kind of the point of the call was, his early stuff is like really cool, and to be honest with you, like Tubular Bells is like his worst album. Like the next two that he did, IMO, I think are like awesome. I mean, they're very kind of proggy and pastoral.
IMO,
in my own opinion.
Oh my God, I thought so. We've got. Hang on a second. We're actually. I bet you're one of those people that when you hear something funny, you go lol. No, if it's funny, laugh out loud. Don't say lol. IMO.
And
also,
lazy.
It should be. If you're going to do it, it should be IMHO. In my humble opinion.
Oh yes, so I'm eating the humble pie, not the band.
They were a raucous rock and roll nonsense. But how he did loads of different versions of Tubular Bells, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did about four or five, and then there's like an orchestral one. But 2 years ago, I went to like Hereford, and like his second, because he tried to like, he didn't know what to do after Tubular Bells. He was like, oh, what I'm going to do is like, it was like a huge hit, you know, big like launch version of Whatnot. He didn't know what to do. And he was quite sort of nervy. He wasn't like the kind of geeky, you know, Blue Peter guy. He was quite a long hair.
Isn't there a story, right, that he was booked to play at the Royal Albert Hall and he used to get stage fright?
This is totally true as well.
And he was on Virgin, and Richard Branson was driving him in his Rolls Royce, and they pulled up to the Royal Albert Hall. And what happened?
Well, he didn't want to do the gig, and he said, if I give you the keys to... I can't remember what car it was, but it was a real, you know... It was like, if I give you the keys to the car, will you do the gig? And he was like, yeah, okay.
And he did, yeah.
He did, but it took him a heck of a lot of coaxing, I think, to do it.
Yes. But he's a... Him and Meatloaf. Who'd have thought those two would be lumped together? I mean, Meatloaf. Bat Out of Hell is a great album.
Well, he did about 10 versions of Bat Out of Hell, though, didn't he? I think I heard Bat Out of Hell 3, and it was terrible.
I don't think Bat Out of Hell 3 had any songs by Jim Steinman on it, either.
No, I think he left the operation by that point, I think.
Because he was the talent. Steinman was the talent.
Yeah, well, I think Bat Out of Hell was shopped around for a couple of years, and I think every record label refused it because it sounds very much like a musical soundtrack. And I think that was Meatloaf's background. I think they're a bit like, what the hell is this?
He was in Hair, and he was of course in the Rocky Horror Picture.
Yeah.
But the first Bat Out of Hell, right? It's a joke. It's a cliche, but it's half a good record.
Todd Rundgren produced, I think. I think it has a lot to do
with it. I interviewed Rundgren. There's a strange character.
He's a very strange character. He's one of my icons, but I don't know what I make of the guy.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, listen, I've got to move on. Thank you, Music Geek. 0844 499 1000. We're going down this road, which is great. If you want to take us down another road, you're more than welcome to, guys. Honestly, this show is... It is whatever, I don't know.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. We kind of gone off on a slightly geeky music chat, which I'm more than happy to do. More than happy to do. Or we can talk about anything else you want. And I want to... We can't play it as a game, because we played it as a game, Catherine, and it was highly inappropriate. Catherine won the game by saying something, and we went, we can't do that on the radio then. That's that sorted. We'll do it in a minute. Ray's on the line. Good evening, Ray.
Good evening, Ian.
What you got for us, boss?
Bands of or artists who have rehashed albums.
Yes, yes, yes.
UB40, they've released their Labour of Love album 3 times.
Why? And indeed, how?
The first one, that was the one that included the famous Red Red Wine, etc., came out in 83.
By the way, Red Red Wine, written by... Let me find it. I've got to stop this now. Written by Neil Diamond, right?
Yeah.
And Neil Diamond's version is kind of like a syrupy ballad. It's not one of his best songs by a long way. It's a really old one from the 60s, I think. 67, something like that. It's not a particularly good Neil Diamond song, I don't think. And UB40, of course, reggaed it up, right?
Yeah.
And then, let me see if I can find this version. And so then, from then on, from whenever that was a hit, 1984 onwards, right, Neil Diamond would, he would do a rap in the middle of it.
What, he'd do it as well?
He would do Red Red Wine, but then he'd do a rap, something along the lines of Red Red, I feel embarrassed even saying it. Red Red Wine.
This is Red Red Wine, you make me feel so fine. You keep me rocking all of the time.
No. Red Red Wine make me feel so good. Even if the words aren't understood. Something, something, something. Something, something, something. With UB40, we be number one. Hang on a minute. I've got to find it. Hang on, this could be it. This could be it. Hang on a second. Here we go. This is it, live from 1992. Let's get to the... here we go. No, this isn't the live. Come on, where's the...
We're all the way to number one.
Here we go.
We're going to do that reggae feel for you now.
Oh, yeesh.
It's fun.
Here we go.
Red, red...
Let's get to the rap.
No memories won't go.
Here we go. Okay, where's the...
Stay close to me.
Hang on. Here we go.
Here it comes.
The new... You're dumb and rap. Wow.
Red, red wine make me feel so good. Even if the words aren't understood. Everybody get to have some fun. With UB40, we be number one.
And the fans in 1992 loved it. And every time I saw him do that, I would shrink in my seat and think, I cannot believe I think this man is one of the greatest songwriters that ever lived. Have you seen the film? There's a brilliant film, right, that Neil Diamond's in. Not the jazz singer, right?
Mm.
There's a brilliant film called... it's got... I tell you who's in it. Jack Black is in it. the geeky guy from American Pie and a third one of those actors, right?
Yeah.
And they are in a Neil Diamond tribute act, right? It's a brilliant film. It's called Saving Silverman or something. And basically, the one from American Pie falls in love with this girl and they kind of fall in love and then they break up. And I think she gets engaged to another guy and he wants to win her back, right? And it's a really funny film. And Jack Black says, well, you need to get her back. And he says, well, I can't. She's going to get married to this guy. He said, well, there's only one thing we can do. We need to kidnap Neil Diamond. And they do, and they go and kidnap Neil Diamond, and he sings to the girl, and she falls back in love with the fella from American Pie. So that redeems him. That outweighs the red wine lap. Continuez-vous, s'il vous plaît.
Well, yeah, really, that's it. UB40 giving them rehash to their 83 album in 89 and then again in the 90s.
UB40 has got to be... And now, there are now, of course, nightmare of nightmares, there are now two touring UB40s.
Yeah.
UB40, the brother of the lead singer, right, Ali Campbell's brother, kept saying to Ali Campbell, you should leave UB40 and go solo. You're bigger than the band, right?
Yeah.
You should leave the band and go solo. So he left the band and went solo, and his solo career tanked. Do you know who replaced him in UB40?
No, you'll have to tell me.
It was his brother who told him he should go solo. Isn't that brilliant? Isn't that brilliant? And now there are two touring UB40s. God, when will those guys sort out their differences and both stop touring? Ray, thank you very much for that. 0844 499 1000. Yes, Jake?
Oh, hello. Is that Ian?
Is that Jake?
It is.
I caught you. What are you eating? What's going on there?
No, I'm just outside. Hold on. Okay. Let's try something different.
Oh.
Hello, is that better?
No, I could still hear. No, it's exactly the same. I wasn't critical. No. It's a crystal clear. I nearly said crystal queer. Oh, that would be my drag name. If ever I take the plunge and become a drag queen, which is it's my ambition, then I'll be crystal queer. I'm crystal queer. And I'll sing Neil Diamond songs with the rap. That's what I'm going to do. When I get the sack from this one, this is the last chance, right? When I get the sack from this place, look out, guys and gals, crystal queer.
Well, I know it's kind of a bit different because you've been having a kind of geeky music thing going on. But I had listened to you from the Bridgewater thing that you did on Periscope.
Oh, did you watch? You weren't there, but you watched it on Periscope.
I did.
For those who... Right, let me fill in the blanks for a few people people listening that might not know. I'm going around to, like, schools and colleges, as I mentioned, giving, like, talks, doing some talks for free. And I was in Bridgewater today giving a talk about why I love the radio so much. And I streamed it on my Periscope, on my phone. So I had my phone and people could watch it. It broke halfway through because I got a phone call and I forgot to turn that off. But people watching... Oh, you watched that, Jake, did you? Well, thank you very much.
I did. And it was... absolutely awesome, and I like the idea of you talking about building a community with the things that you do.
Yeah.
And when I was in a bad place a long time ago, when it was either Virgin or the Absolute thing,
yeah,
you were awesome. Uh-oh. When I couldn't sleep at all.
Yeah.
You were there, Eloise and Andre and Vinny, yes, and everybody else.
Yes.
Really, really good. And you were talking last night about what keeps you going. And, you know, small things like that actually do. And when you were talking about Matt, and especially when he'd lost his wife.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh.
It's a good clip, isn't it?
You were awesome.
Again, let me fill in some blanks with some people. An old guy we used to have calling a breakfast show that I did on BBC local station, and he used to hate me. And he would phone up, I hate you, Ian, I hate you, Sean, I hope you get the sack soon. And over years, I won him round to the point where he told me that his wife was dying, and he phoned us up the day that she died, and he told us. And boy, oh boy, wasn't that heartbreaking.
Oh, and I don't live in three counties. I just found you and kept listening, both you and Flipping Cass.
Yeah, so I can see her. I can see her. She's not listening to us. She's talking to Ed. Unbelievable.
But, yeah, all I wanted to say was, I know, you know, you go through rough times as well, but you are a genius.
I tell you what I can do. Hang on.
Wow. What if I can go inside her?
There we go.
No, you are exceptionally good at building.
I'll take that. I'm not going to take
really
the G word, but okay. Well, you're, Jake, you're very, very kind, and it's funny, isn't it? Because I'm feeling lousy at the moment, and I don't have. Because I get lots of people saying, "Well, your show's important because it helps me when I'm feeling depressed." And I haven't got that thing that the people that message me and say, "Well, we like your show because it helps us when we're depressed." They've got this, and I haven't got this. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense in a kind of skew? I haven't got the thing that they've got.
Fortunately, I'm a therapist.
Oh, bloody hell! The number of therapists,
whatever gets you through the night, as you say.
Yeah, the number of therapists that are screwed up themselves. And I'm not saying, you know, I see a therapist and I've seen plenty of therapists, and a number of therapists, I'm not speaking about the guy I'm seeing now, but that have had problems with drugs or sex or have been through abuse, all these kind of things. Everyone's been touched, and you know, maybe it's not the most appropriate phrase, but everyone has got something. As I get older, Jake, I don't believe there's anybody that's, in inverted commas, normal. I don't think there can be.
No, everybody's damaged in their own way, and it's just about how you live and deal with that. And there's good therapists and bad therapists, and kind of figuring out the one that you need.
Oh, I had a terrible one once, right? And she wouldn't let me finish with her.
Really?
And I kept saying, right, I don't think, after about 6 months, I said, I don't think this is working. This relationship is working for me. So I would like to end it. And she go, why don't you think it's working, Ian? And I said, I don't think that we're getting on, really. I don't think that you're identifying with the issues I'm raising. What makes you say that? And it went on. And it took me 3 months to finish with her. And to the point my doctor said, look, my doctor said, right, go in there and tell her you want 3 more sessions and then that's it.
And, 3 more sessions?
Yeah, to kind of wind it down and you know, to give it some closure. It was flipping horrible. It was flipping horrible. I'm going to play this for you, Jake, then I'm going to cut you off, OK? You ready?
Thanks. Yeah, I've got mum's coming.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm not going to give out the phone number for a bit because we've got loads of phone calls. So yes. I'm going to, if you know it, you can dial it. But I'm not going to, I think this is the first time I can actually say this since being here at Talk Radio. This is probably the first time I can say this in the first time in 5 years, because we never used to get this at Three Counties. We used to get it at WM, actually. But we got loads of phone calls.
And there's more than that as well.
Really? Yeah. Okay. So I'm not going to give out the phone number. If you know it, you can call it. But I'm not going to give it out. It feels nice saying that.
Yeah.
Hit the numbers now. You will get through.
Don't get too cocky, though, because I'm starting to phone people who have gone to sleep.
Cocky locky. So, on my journey today, I wish I hadn't been so far away, because drove past Wookie Hole.
I've heard of Wookie Hole, but I've never been down it.
I went down. It's there's a joke in there about Han Solo and stuff going up a Wookie Hole. we went there as kids. I remember it being terrifying. I drove past it. I thought, ooh.
Tempted?
I was sorely tempted to go down a Wookiee hole. And then on the way back, of course, I was knackered, so I couldn't be bothered. But on the journey, which was primarily M4, M5 based, I drove past a place, right, that something happened in. And it must have happened 30 years ago, right? And the first thing I thought of when I saw the name of this place was this incident. I don't even remember the incident that well, because it was such a long time ago, right? I wasn't really that news aware. And it made me think, right, there are certain places that will always be associated with tragedy. And we did try and play a little game of poker with it, and it got a little bit too grim. Where was it I drove past?
Hungerford,
that was it. Hungerford.
That was Michael Ryan.
Was it in a school? Quite often they're in schools, aren't they?
Yeah, he went berserk with a shotgun, didn't he?
In a school? Because there was one in Scotland.
That was Dunblane.
Dunblane. The school that Andy Murray went to?
Yes.
Was Hungerford? Was it a school?
Was it in
the town?
I think it was in the town,
town.
I may be wrong, because I wasn't very old.
Yeah, I think it was in the town. And it got me thinking, that there are places, there are places I remember that will always be associated with tragedy. Abba Gveni?
Abba Fan.
Abba Fan. Abba Gveni was just a bad night out I had once. Abba Fan. That was that the mountain collapsed on the school
into
and stuff?
School, yeah.
Lockerbie?
Soham.
All of these places. And, boy, that's put a downer on the...
But if you think about it, you know, it's such an old country that something terrible will have happened almost everywhere.
Well, no. Well, where are we now? Waterloo. What terrible things have ever happened
here?
Well,
in London, there was the Great Fire.
I just made a joke, Kath, with the Battle of Waterloo.
Yeah, we're not in Waterloo, though. It's just...
We're just down the road from it. We're as good as Waterloo.
It wasn't actually...
Oh, for crying out loud.
I mean, it's named after the battle, but, I mean, flipping out.
There are all these places. There are places that have got real, real massive gravitas about them. And Hungerford was...
That's because we're in the news age now, isn't it?
We weren't in the news age in the 80s. I was listening to an interesting guy on The Media Show on Radio 4. And he's written a book about crime journalism. And the newspaper moguls blamed the steady and rapid decline of the evening newspapers. You used to get evening newspapers. Now you get free, the Standard for free.
Yeah.
You used to have to pay for it. But used to be like two papers in London, didn't there? There used to be evening papers all across the country. And the newspaper moguls blamed the abolition of the death penalty. As soon as the death penalty went, evening papers, boom,
wow,
just fell through the floor. People stopped buying them because you didn't need to know. No one had been hanged. No one had been well hanged. Yeah. You're well hanged.
It's hanged, yeah.
He said that towards the end of murder trials, you would get queues overnight outside the courts to go in the public gallery. Overnight to go and watch the verdict being delivered.
Have you ever sat in on a court case?
Are you allowed to?
Yeah, public gallery, you can go in. When I was a journalism student, I used to have an old fella that used to work at one of the news agencies, actually in the Old Bailey, and used to get me into some flipping amazing cases. I mean,
you have to
pinch yourself to remember that this stuff had happened to somebody, because it was like watching, it was like theatre.
Didn't we talk about this once before? And we had some guy that would take his kids there, take his kids to court, and they sat through like a really nasty murder. Mm. Try once. Oh, I fancy a bit of that.
I went to watch one.
Can you like the Old Bailey? Can you go to the Old Bailey?
You can. I mean, for certain cases, you're not allowed to go in. But if the public gallery is open, you can. I watched one case, this woman who was a Colombian crime boss.
Oh, yeah.
And it was all kind of bodies in boots and stuff.
Oh, baby.
Incredible.
The world.
It's an incredible building within... I mean, it's got a life of its own.
What?
The Old Bailey.
The Old Bailey's got a life of its own.
It's really atmospheric.
It's haunted, or it walks.
No, it just...
At night time, it gets up and moves around, and they come back the next day and go, this is the thing.
It just feels... It just
the back.
You just feel something... Well, important stuff happens.
You felt something in the Old Bailey?
Yeah.
Well, that is inappropriate. Let's put this out there. Have you ever had it off in the Old Bailey?
Oh, stop it.
I bet perverts have. Because... The thing about the West...
lawyers have. They work very long
hours. The thing about the West, they were like proper... We both read that book about the West. And both
wish
of us,
we haven't.
Both of us wish we hadn't. God, I've never read such an upsetting book. And I couldn't put it down, though. And it served me no purpose.
I studied crime journalism, so I've read a few of those books. And every time, I wish I hadn't.
Shipman was an interesting read.
Oh, well. When
Shipman was an interesting character.
I did work experience at a radio station in Manchester during the trial, and we were collecting... Yeah. Well, we were collecting sort of guests for afterwards.
Yeah.
And I went to the area where he'd been operating.
Yeah, literally.
And met... And it was in the street meeting person after person who said, best doctor I ever had, always had time for us.
Yeah.
People coming, and when they knew we were journalists, coming to seek us out to tell us what a fantastic doctor he was. We met one of his nurses.
Yeah.
And she told us all kinds.
He was a bully, wasn't he?
Well, that, and the fact that he was stockpiling drugs.
Yeah.
And they'd been concerned about it.
Well, more importantly, he was murdering people.
Well, no, but she said we'd had concerns about it, you know.
I read a book about him as well, and they reckon he'd been murdering people, like, since he was a teenager and had just gotten away with it. And didn't he see his mum die. Didn't he watch his mum die?
I think there was something.
And
like
that kind of planted the seed in his warped mind.
But it was
mind.
So bizarre because everyone else wanted to say what a stand-up bloke he was. And yeah. It was just that one person.
He was a sit-down guy instead of a stand-up
well,
bloke.
He was a flipping swine, wasn't he?
He was an absolute swine. I hate to say this, but we are due another one soon.
There's probably one operating as we speak.
We're due another one soon. We haven't had one. Who's the last one on that kind of scale? The scale of the Wests and the scale of Shipman.
Well, more recently, it's been more about kind of people being kept hostage for years, isn't it?
That's very trendy at the moment, yeah. Someone was interested. Well, don't worry, we'll lighten the mood again. This is just where the conversation's gone. 08444991000. Soham was interesting because yeah. I remember Huntley appearing on telly.
Yeah. And well, he was very helpful to the journalists.
I remember him appearing on telly at the time. I think I was living with Mackenzie at the time. And I went, there's a wrong one there. As you kind of do, there's a wrong one there. It's like, and isn't this terrible, right? When a kiddie goes missing,
everyone's a suspect.
I always think the stepdad. And it's terrible, but I always do. And with something, I went, there's a wrong in there. Mm. There's something not right about that fella there.
Again, a colleague of mine ended up talking to him. He was going out of his way to be at the centre of things. It was a very bizarre,
it's
horrible.
Weird, isn't it? It's weird, isn't it? We'll do another one, guys. Oh, wait. Don't give the number. We've got plenty of calls. Alan's on the line. It's not Alan Caddick, is it?
It is.
Hey!
Number six.
Hey, hang on.
He's counting.
Star.
He's back.
When Alan phoned me, he said, oh no, I'm not number one, I'm going to have to be number two. I went, well, I guess again, Alan. I'm afraid there's other people pipped you to the post.
Caller number six.
Come in, caller number six.
Start.
What the hell is going on, Alan? Where the hell were you?
I was looking after my mum because she came out of hospital.
That
today.
Is not a good enough excuse, dude, and you know it.
Oh, I wanted to be first caller, but I've been banned by Facebook telling me you're not going to be first caller.
No, you got busted, mate. You got busted.
Who busted me?
Kyle did. Kyle busted your balls, man. Your balls got
busted. I'll have a word with him.
But he did do quite a passable impression of you, so you were there in spirit.
Was the Lily Hair Baby ain't been tuned?
Why the hell not? Yes, it was.
Oh, damn, I missed it.
I tell you who I miss. Can I tell you who I miss? And I thought about this guy today, and I thought I miss him.
Matt.
Nick Clegg.
Oh.
I miss Nick Clegg.
What, the Liberal Democrat Matt Venture?
No, or the Nick Clegg that no one else knows.
The Liberal Democrat. Yeah, I miss Nick Clegg, because now... And he's right. Now that the coalition has ended, don't we miss those guys? Because they were doing all the good work. They were holding back all of this evil that is seeping forth. Yes, Alan?
Sorry, my dad was called out saying, who am I talking to?
Oh, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, Ian.
Oh, right, OK, we both had to pause for a second, Alan. Neither of us were completely sure, were we?
Oh, sorry. I've got people moaning outside. Can't win here.
You can't win, can you? Sixth caller of the night, your dad's telling you off. We're talking about Nick Clegg and Harold Shipman.
And I've got the neighbours moaning as well.
What are the neighbours moaning about, Alan?
Because of me talking on the phone.
Where are you? Are you in their house?
No, I was in the back garden.
Oh,
for
Alan.
Crying out loud. But you're not talking that loudly.
No. And the neighbours say, shut up, we're trying to sleep.
They're
not trying hard enough if they're still talking.
But why can't... OK, well, why are you in the back garden?
Because I didn't want to disturb my mum and dad.
OK, but... So
you're disturbing someone else's mum and dad.
So where are you now?
I'm in the kitchen, where I usually am.
OK. You're in the doghouse, that's where you are, Alan.
No, the doghouse is too small.
OK. What have you got for us?
I don't know, what are the topics tonight?
OK, let me try and remember. The topics are Tubular Bells... And
Mike Holman, he did a remix of the Blue Peter theme tune.
He did do a remix, and it was terrible, wasn't it?
I remember it growing up, watching Blue Peter.
Yeah, he did.
And thinking, oh, that theme tune's a shocker.
Yeah, I do remember. It was a little bit silly.
And also, one of the presenters did the drum roll.
You do remember? Yeah, you said that. I remember them. They were in his studio, weren't they?
Yeah, Simon Groom did it.
Yep, Simon Groom. And, and there's an unfortunate name for a BBC host, Groom.
He interviewed me when I was a kid.
Well, you know, everything has... You've turned everything around to you meeting someone in Manchester once.
No, it wasn't in Manchester.
OK. Where was he from? Derby County.
Yeah, you know where he used to work.
Blue Peter.
No.
Three counties.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he did. And we've talked about Nick Clegg. We've talked about legal highs.
A crackback venture.
Do you know if poppers are going to be legal after midnight?
Well, I'm not sure. I might be popping for popcorn.
OK, well, that's great. And anything else you'd like to throw into the mix, Alan?
Talking about mix-up bands, because I've been remembering my own, you talking about UB40.
Terrible band, yes.
Well, some of that music was really good, like Cheerio Baby.
No.
And Breakfast in Bed.
No.
And that Neil Diamond, I didn't know he did a rap.
Yes, he did.
Well, I mean, can you call it that?
Yeah.
It's a red, red wine, and you look at that man. We will about it like all the time. And everybody will have some man. You, me, buddy, will be number one.
Thanks very much indeed.
Go in the garden and do that.
That's Alan Paddock there, ladies and gentlemen. Gosh, what fun. Okay, well, listen, we're an hour down. Have we learnt anything? No. Are we any further along our evolutionary path? I don't think so, guys. We're just kind of plodding along and trying to keep our heads above water. John, Stuart, stay there. We'll come to you after the news. If you want to give us a call, now is an excellent time to do it, dear listener. 0844 499 1000. 0844 499 1000. I'm Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
1 hour down, two to go, guys. I'm flagging. How are you doing? We can make it. Of course we can. The stuff that we're talking about, none of this is worth a bag of beans. We can carry on talking about it, or maybe you've got stuff that you want to share with me. Now is an excellent time to call. You'll speak to Kath, and she'll call you back and put you on. 0844 499 1000. You can watch on periscope.tv/Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. This is the news.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell. But I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a man so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone past with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for living in the movies and TV. Thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building, I might roll a brand new car, cause I'm the unknown stuntman that made Redford such a star. I've never spent much time in school, but I taught ladies plenty. It's true, I hire my body out for pay. Hey, hey! I've gotten burned over Cheryl Teagues, blown up for Raquel Welch. But when I wind up in the hay, it's only hay. Hey, hey! I might jump an open drawbridge or Tarzan from a vine, cause I'm the unknown stuff. Makes Eastwood look so fine.
We got... I can't believe I'm actually saying this. We've got loads of calls. I don't need to give out the phone number at the moment. We've got loads of... Have we got other people waiting to call back as well? This is insane, guys. What the hell is happening? This can't be a success. I'm involved. If you know the number, you can call up. You'll still get answers and you'll get on the list, but... I'm not going to give out the phone number because we've actually got quite a few calls, and that is good. This is Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. We're kind of talking... Well, it's, I'm feeling really tired. I drove to Bridgewater in Somerset today. I've spent a total of 6 hours in my car. And it was... it's funny, isn't it? Driving for 2.5 hours there and then 3.5 hours to come to work... Why is that tiring? I suppose it's the mental exertion, isn't it? It's the focus. Is it the focus? Well, you're not even that really that focused when you're driving because you kind of go on autopilot. Not literally, I haven't got that in my car. But you kind of go on autopilot and don't think too much about what's going on. You enter a netherworld of existence. But so I'm exhausted, and so I'm kind of doing, and I'm going to experiment with this one day, maybe next week. I tell you what, we'll do this one day next week, Kath. We will do a proper late night phone-in show. We'll do it. We'll give it a go for a laugh. And I'm not quite sure what we'll do, but should we try it? I always say these things on air so that it means that we do it, but then it makes it harder for ourselves. We'll do it. Okay, let me back away from that a little bit. We'll consider doing a proper phoning show one night. We're kind of doing close. This is the closest it's been to a proper phoning show since I've been here, I think, in that I am throwing topics out and we are talking about them. But just because I'm exhausted, man, absolutely exhausted. How are you doing? Is it Wednesday tonight? It is Wednesday, isn't it? Wednesday. Busy day tomorrow. I've got the kids tomorrow, which will be wonderful because I've hardly seen them, but will be exhausting. My youngest has got a line in the school assembly, so I should be having some of that at 9:10 tomorrow morning. Right, let's go to the calls. Yes, John.
Hello, Ian. How you going?
I'm all right, fella. What you got for us?
Well, I've got a few things, really. Well, I started off, I was going to find about bands that have rehashed albums.
Yes.
Bon Jovi did one called This Left Feels Right, and it was all acoustic versions. They're all their old songs.
Oh, God.
And it was a very terrible album, shocking album. I don't even know why I listened to it, to be honest, but I did, and that's something.
Do you remember in the 90s, I was reminded of this because I watched that documentary about Kurt Cobain, a man from Nirvana, a group I never really
got. I was never into Nirvana.
No, I thought I liked the hit, but the rest of it I thought was absolutely ridiculous, really.
Yeah.
But I was reminded of a phenomenon. Dun, 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 in the 90s, right, and everyone was clamouring to do it, the MTV Unplugged.
Oh, the Unplugged.
The MTV Unplugged. Was McCartney... I think McCartney was the first person to do it, wasn't he?
I don't know who the first person... The first one I remember doing was Clapton.
Clapton, yeah, he did Tears in Heaven. There's a sad song.
Yeah,
Clapton did it. And I think McCartney did the first one. I remember it was, I had to get a mate. That must have been in the late 80s because my friend Slim taped it. He was a big lad. He taped it for me because he had cable TV and we didn't.
Yeah,
and I was still at school.
I was going to say, yeah, it's when only a few people had Sky, wasn't it, when it first came out?
Yeah.
It would have been around about the Ray Cokes era. Ray Cokes was one of the VJs on there?
Oh, I don't know any of the VJs. There's a brilliant comedy series, right, called Portlandia. And it's like a sort of sketch show where it's these two people and they play most of the characters. And it's brilliant. It's really brilliant. And there's a great episode where they decide... There's this old hipster, right? And he's not had a TV for years. And then he gets a TV and he goes, I'm going to watch MTV. And he turns it on and it's all like the Kardashians and reality TV.
No music at all.
Yeah, no music. And he's going, what the hell is it? And he phones up his friends, have you seen MTV? And they can't believe it. And so they decide to take over MTV. And they go and get all of the old VJs, right, who are now living, you know, now middle-aged and living their lives.
Yeah.
And they go and hijack MTV. It's brilliantly done.
Oh,
it's so funny.
Yeah.
But MTV just used to show pop videos all the time.
Yeah. And which was the first, can you remember the first one that they showed on there?
Yes, I can. I don't remember it, but I know, because I didn't watch it, but I know what it was. Video Killed the Radio Star by The Buggles.
By The Buggles.
Yeah.
That's the one. Yeah.
Good tune.
Yeah.
Good tune.
Yeah.
But yeah, the MTV Unplugged. And because... They were mainly rubbish, weren't they, the Unplugs? I mean, unless you were someone like Clapton or McCartney that could pull it off.
Who had, you know, they had songs that could be transferred into an acoustic set, but, yeah, otherwise it was a bit... I mean, I remember Dennis Leary, the comedian, done one.
Sorry?
He did an Unplugged set. Do you remember Dennis Leary?
I do remember Dennis Leary, yes. No Cure for Cancer.
Yeah, well, it was around about that, just after that time, because he did the song Asshole. He did MTV Unplugged.
What, with just that one song?
No, he did a couple of other ones, The Voices in My Head, and I can't remember the other ones that he did, but yeah, he did none.
Did he?
Yeah.
Kiss did one. Kiss did a really good one, actually.
Right. I can see them working, though.
Yeah.
I can see them working.
But the Neil Young one wasn't much cop. The Dylan one was awful.
I don't remember that one. I didn't see that one. Yeah. I'm not a massive Dylan fan.
I'm not a Dylan fan. I keep trying with Dylan. I keep dipping into Dylan, and I don't get it. I wish I did, because what a back catalogue you could invest in. But I don't get it.
Yeah, it's weird.
He's rubbish. Anyway, John, what you called him? Did we get to your point? I'm confused.
That was one of them.
Okay,
had. You were talking about the West book. Have you read a book by Paul Britton called The Jigsaw Man?
No.
Like that one, I read that, and it's one another thing. It was what you couldn't put down. He was like the Robbie Coltrane character in Cracker.
Yeah,
he was a criminal psychologist, and he worked on the Jamie Bulger case.
Oh, bloody!
The one on Wimbledon Common. Some of the big high-profile murders, and that's a really I couldn't put the book down, but I didn't want to read any more either. At the same time, really good book.
Well, do you know? I'm going to buy it for a penny.
Well, there you go. Yeah, it's worth a penny, trust me.
The thing is, though, you don't get it for a penny.
It's not, because you've got to do the postage.
You've got to do the postage! God, it makes me puke. £2.80. There we go.
Can you not get it on Prime? Because your Prime's running out soon.
What's the date today? Oh, my Prime runs out in 3 days. Quick, cane the Prime. There we go. I've caned it. I've caned the Prime. There we go. Brilliant.
Two last things, if you'll indulge me.
Yeah, go on.
Mike, you and Kath were just talking a minute ago about the Old Bailey. Yeah. I was at a court case.
Have you had sex in the Old Bailey?
I haven't.
Okay.
No. My uncle was murdered, and so I went to a court case, the court case for the guy that was accused of murdering my uncle. And it's a very, Kath was right. You walk in, and the walls are alive, man. They're just, you get the sense of everything else that's ever happened in there on top of what you're going there as well for.
The case is finished now, right?
Oh, a long time ago,
All right, we can talk. Yeah. Did they get found guilty?
Well, this is the thing. So the man was accused of two attacks.
Yeah.
One guy survived. Unfortunately, my uncle didn't. I can't, it was so long ago, I can't remember all the facts.
Yeah, of course.
I can remember the judge, when he was in his summing up, said that the knife wounds were identical. They found the knife that had done the attacks. They were both identical on the same in the same places on the different people. But the jury didn't find him guilty of my uncle's murder, but did find him guilty of attempted murder of the other fella. So my uncle's murder was never solved, really. Really, it was a really hard time. We were there, and I can remember showing you I was there with my mum, it was her brother, and they were showing you the pictures of his autopsy and stuff, and man. Because I was at home as well when the police came and knocked on the door.
How old were you when you were seeing all this?
When was it? 98. So I was 21, 22.
So, still a young man.
I was a naive 22 as well, to be honest, Ian. So, yeah.
And that moment, right, when the fella accused of it walks into the court and you see him for the first time, or your mum saw him for the first time.
Yeah. I had to restrain her. I had to, because she was about to jump up and scream all sorts of obscenities at him.
Of course.
I'm fighting my urge to do the same thing as well, because not only was he my uncle, and I went and worked, we were really close. I went and worked with him in Greece for a summer. We were like brothers almost. So I'm fighting my own urges to spit at him almost, but holding my mum back at the same time then the same thing happened at the end when they acquitted him of Tony's murder. It was like, at least he was going to prison for something, but not for what we wanted to go
justice,
for.
It felt like justice was had not been served for your uncle,
I guess.
I thank you for answering that question, because that's cool. You could have told me to jog on. I cannot comprehend the dignity of people like you and your mum when you have to sit in court and watch the person that you think or gets found that murdered a member of your family. I cannot imagine what that is like and how dignified those people are that sit there and do sit still.
Do you know what? It was a weird mix of emotions, Ian, because there was this one, it was, like I say, the urge to leap at him. There was the sort of weird kind of joy that at least they'd caught someone.
Yeah.
And another reflected one of that was that at least he was going to be off the streets. And then I also sort of felt sorry for the jury having to make that decision as well. You know, you're, because you have to be so, 100% sure, I guess. I've never done jury duty before.
Well, that's it. Yes, you know, beyond reasonable doubt is the phrase, isn't it? Yeah.
So you have to be absolutely sure that what you're doing is putting someone in prison for the best part of their life. And you've got to be absolutely sure about that. I mean, I think that's a big pressure. I don't know if I read too much into it, but...
No, I think you're right. And we often make light of it. We make light of it on this show. But it is, when it's something like that, that is a humongous amount of responsibility. Mm. And, you know, yeah. you can't, you know, you can't be 50-50, can't be 60-40. It's got to be beyond reasonable doubt. You've got to believe, all of you have got to believe that that bloke did what you know, the police, the prosecution are saying that bloke or that woman did.
And of course, like you say, the barristers or lawyers or QCs, whatever they are so good at their job.
Yeah.
They sow that seed of doubt.
Yeah.
You know, so...
John, yeah. Your call, perfect. I'll let you do another point. Call perfectly illustrates what this show is about. We've gone from whatever it was we were dicking around about at the start of the call to
Bon Jovi Unplugged.
Yeah, Bon Jovi. it's the perfect map. We've gone from Bon Jovi Unplugged to you telling us something really personal. And I really appreciate that, John. Thank you, mate.
Go on,
what was the other thing you wanted to say?
The last thing was sort of leading on from yesterday and also today you're saying about you got your kiddies assembly tomorrow.
Yep. Very excited. He's got a line in it.
I love assemblies. Yeah. I love us. We're going to see the kids' assemblies. And then, but, you know, you were talking about what keeps you going, what gets you going of a day.
Yeah.
I have had a crappy couple of days. I was involved in a car accident with the kids a little while ago, and I've just had my first physio and whatnot.
Yeah.
And so I went to work today, not really feeling it. I got home, and the kids are in the back garden laughing and joking. I said to my wife, what's going on there? And she said, you've got to go outside. They've put seats around our garden chairs all around. I had to sit down, and they'd done it themselves. They'd performed, rehearsed and performed their own version of the story of Troy, which is what they're learning at school today.
Oh, fantastic, man. How old are the kids?
Superb. They're twins. They're seven.
Beautiful.
I'll give them a shout-out because I listen to this. It's Jules and Daisy.
Yeah.
Oh, Jules and Daisy.
Don't let them listen to this rubbish.
No, but only when I'm on.
Good. All right, kids.
But there was one brilliant line. Daisy, her line, they were fighting as the Greeks and the Trojans, and George attacked her, and she fell on the floor, and she went, oh, no. Oh, great. I'm dead. Now my life is ruined. I just thought, do you know what? That's worth going to work for to come back and see that, man.
John, listen, that's there we go. That's cooler than I. That's in the podcast. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. Illustrates perfectly what this show is. I was trying to convey that, you know, the clunking gear changes that we like. I love them on this show. And he's right. We've gone from Bon Jovi Unplugged to an incredible story about, you know, the murder of his uncle, to his kids reenacting the Wooden Horse of Troy. Can't say fairer than that.
Late Night Ian Lee. Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Now, tomorrow, guys, on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. No, me neither. Neil Pickard will be in the studio to test his soap knowledge. A Brexit music festival is scheduled for June. A former radio presenter, Mike Reed. Mike Reed, here's a story about Mike Reed. He gave me my first ever pork pie. That's a true story. I had my first ever pork pie was Mike Reed in a pair of shorts, burst into the studio. Ian, would you like a pork pie? And I'd never had one, and I'd only just started eating meat again, and it was Mike Reed. I went, sure, why not? You racist old sausage. He's not really. He's good. I like Mike Reed. I know he gets a tough rap. He's probably recorded a tough rap. But I like Mike Reed. And lead singer of Heaven 17, Martin Ware, joined the discussion. All that plus the top stories of the day tomorrow on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. What time does that start? Does that start at 6? Wowzers, imagine. I couldn't do it anymore. Stuart's on the line. Evening, Stuart.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Stuart. What you got? That's the first time I've ever done that. Normally, it's the caller that says their name. But it's the first time I've ever said my name. And I think that illustrates just how exhausted I am. What have you got for us, Stuart?
Very much enjoyed your Periscope today.
Oh, thank you, man. Could you hear what was going on and stuff? Because it was literally just on my phone.
Yeah, there was one teacher, she walked past the camera and says, I'll sit next to you, honest, I don't smell.
Oh, yeah, no, she was a character. She was nice. They were all very, very nice, and they treated me brilliantly, and loads of people came, which is great. I did one the other day, and only 8 people came, which is why I didn't Periscope that one. But, there are about 60 or 70 people there. It was lovely.
I mean, the general world of Periscope, I mean, I've watched your show on Periscope every night since it started.
Pervert!
Well, yeah. You know, there's the good and the bad. I mean, you know, you've got... I'm into watching these tornado chases across America. That's quite good to watch.
Oh, really?
And then you've got, you know, the American car chases and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Then obviously you've got the dark side of Periscope, you know.
Go on.
If I get 100 views, I'll pour a bottle of milk over me sleeping grandma and stuff like that.
Oh, really? Where do I find that stuff?
Oh, it's all over the place,
isn't
it?
Brilliant.
There's a fella in, a bloke called Steve Allen. He does a radio show from Hong Kong for 3 hours on a weekday.
It's a different Steve Allen. Don't worry, guys. It's not that idiot. Okay, right. Yeah, wow.
But, you know, for the dirty man with an anorak, it's,
There's a lot of, bums on there. I remember seeing a lot of bums.
Yeah.
I've not really. Me and my friend Paul Garner, when we were both feeling miserable one day, we went on Periscope and toured the world, and we saw this redneck in America. And it was like 8 o'clock in the morning for him, and he was just sat on his garden with his rifle, drinking cans of beer. We were just chatting to him. It's weird. For those who don't know, Periscope is a way where you can stream video, and I'm using my. I've got it set up in the studio here, and it's on my telephone, and people can type and talk to each other while we're doing it. But you get a lot of people who aren't very nice. Posting messages on there and stuff, don't you? And I have to keep blocking people. And it's a weird one, Periscope. It's a weird one.
Yeah, the wonderful girl in Lincolnshire at 6 o'clock in the evening. She does tarot card readings for an hour. That's quite something to watch.
Well, that's quite. I need. Do you know what? This weekend, I'm going to have a little look around the Periscope world and see if we can find some bits and pieces. Because I tell you what would be nice. This is what we'll do. Actually, this is what we'll do next week. Is or maybe we might even do it. Let's do it next week, so we can get a bit of time. We will all find, like, someone doing Periscope in, like, Wisconsin or something, and they've got two viewers, and then we'll all at once pile in and blow their mind by giving them an audience of about 2,000. How about we do that?
Good idea.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to find some sad sack next week who's got, like, one or two viewers, and on the word go, we are all going to pile in and watch and blow their minds. That's what we'll do. There we go. That'll be fun.
It's like 11 o'clock in the mornings, Nuala McGovern does an hour from the BBC News Pit. That's quite a decent look at.
Is it? We're doing what, though?
Well, she reads a few news stories out, and then she wanders round people's desks and says, what are you doing?
Do you know what? I suppose my wife works there, so I get, you know, I go there quite a lot, because if I'm in London, I'll say, are you around? Because can I bring the boys in to kind of have a look around? So the News Pit at the BBC holds very few mysteries for me.
Mm. Very interesting to watch.
Well, I'm sure it is if you're not in the business. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. You know, last night you were on about forums and that. We should start a forum for this show and then you can read nice things.
Yeah, well, they're, again, the forum I'm backing all the way, it's not a forum, but it's a Facebook page, is the Talk Radio Listeners Facebook page. I'm behind those guys 100%, and that is the unofficial place that I'm advocating people go to. Also, of course, go to the official Talk Radio Facebook page. I don't know what the address is. But type it in and you'll find it.
I got Russ from Litchfield.
I'm sorry
about
that.
I've known Russ for years because he used to talk to General Collins years ago.
I'm sorry about that. Russ really gets on my wick sometimes.
But his Facebook page, Talk Radio from the Golden Years.
It's terrible, isn't it? Oh, no, it's a stinker, that Facebook page, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, it's absolutely awful.
But I must say, through this show, I've got to know Ribena Rosie quite well on Facebook and social media. And
hang on a minute. Who's that? Hang on a minute. What? Hang on a minute. Something's going on with me. Oh, Russ, you're not there, are you, mate?
You swine.
Oh, he snuck in through the back door when I was... You should have told me you whacked Russ through. Blimey. I'm only teasing Russ. I'm only teasing Russ.
Oh, shit. Is that Stu Bailey?
It is Stu Bailey, the legend.
Hey, up, Mucker, you're right.
The
yeah.
legend.
I'm not so bad. Thank you. Yeah.
Stu Bailey, the
Thank
legend.
Thank you very much for plugging the group, as Ian spoke over you to block it out. We know where we stand with him.
Yeah.
Tom.
Here you go, Ross.
Yeah, I knew, mate. Well, it's the first time I've heard you, to be honest. I wouldn't have recognised your voice else.
There you go, you see.
See you, Ian. Stuart's one of my faithful faithful members.
It's just Stuart Daly, the legend.
Yeah,
I am.
Yeah, you are. Stay there, Stuart. Russ, what you got for us, boss? And what have been a good sport, as always? As per usual.
No worries.
APU, as per usual.
No worries, mate. No. I rang up to talk about, to sort of lighten the subject matter,
yeah, go on.
So to speak. I was watching whilst listening to you, watching that programme on Channel 4, The Human Pups.
Now, because a couple of people sent me links to this. Explain this, and the picture looked weird. Explain what this programme is. We've got people listening to us in America, right, who this will blow their minds. Explain what The Human Pups is. Was.
Well, in a nutshell, sexual deviance. That's my opinion. That's just my opinion. I don't know. They wear sort of leather gimp suits, decorated to look like a dog with these dog masks, and they potter around on the floor and get walked down the street.
So it's a human... I've got this right, because I've literally just read the brief synopsis and seen the picture. So it's a human dressed up as a dog, and then they have, like, an owner who is a human who...
They call them handlers.
Yeah, I bet they do. I bet they handle something. Do they, like... Well, like all good dog owners, do they chop their balls off?
It wouldn't surprise me, to be honest. I think they do something with their castanets.
Yes. You see, and is it sexual? There must be something sexual in it.
Well, they claim that the UK pup scene is not sexual at all.
The UK pup scene.
That's what they call it. To the European Awards, Pup Awards.
Oh, for crying out loud!
He came third. But over there, like, it's very sexual, mate. They've got, like, leather trousers with the back ends cut out and, like, doggy tails which double up as some kind of butt plug device.
I was going to say, you know how they keep the doggy tail in place, and you've perfectly described it there. Yeah, exactly. I can get most sexual kinks, right? I can get it. I don't necessarily want to do them. I can get it, right? I don't get this on any level whatsoever.
No. Don't get me wrong, if it was like women dressed up as kittens or something, I'd probably find that quite
interesting. You said kittens, but... you're right. There is nothing, and I will say this, right? I will say this. There is nothing finer than a woman with a little painted black nose, whiskers, cat's ears and a tail, and she's swinging the tail around with her hand. There's something about that, Russ, and you're riding that vibe. You're probably getting it as well, Stuart the Legend. There is something undeniably, incredibly sexy about a woman dressed. I'm going to say a cat, Russ, because I think by saying a kitten, it takes us into a slightly grey area. There's nothing sexier than a woman dressed as a cat swinging her tail.
Purring.
and I know where that goes back to. Catwoman, of course, goes back to
Michelle Pfeiffer.
No. The original Catwoman, Julie Newmar, and also Eartha Kitt when she did it. Eartha Kitt was Catwoman for a while. Eartha Kitt and Julie Newmar.
Oh yes.
Yeah, boys.
Can't beat a bit of pussy.
Thank you very much indeed, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, he had to go there, didn't he? Of course he did. It was Russ. Thank you, Russ. Thank you, Stuart.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay, this is Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. It's it's one of them shows. I think the middle of the week is a weird time to be doing a late night phone-in show because really, who's up at 11:30 on a Wednesday night? I'm going to say it, and I don't in any way mean this as an insult, right? It's losers, primarily, isn't it? I count myself in that when I say that. It's primarily losers, isn't it? You're awake at 11:30 on a Wednesday night because you've got no job, or because you can't sleep, or because you work different hours, unsociable hours, or because your kids are keeping you up, or because you're not well, or because you're using up your supply of legal highs before they go illegal at midnight. So it's a mixed bunch of people that would be listening. I didn't say the phone number once in that half hour. I'm genuinely chuffed by that. Everybody has now gone to sleep, so it doesn't matter. I will give out the number in a minute. But we went about 45 minutes without giving the number. That's what that'll do. I'm happy with that. Everyone who's on the list has gone to sleep. Bruce and Sean, you've gone to sleep, I see. When I say losers, I use loser in the Beck term. Remember when Beck made loser chic hip? I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me? Well, don't kill me, but phone me. If you want to come on the air. And we're getting new listeners all the time. I think we got some new listeners from when I went to Bridgewater today. You're welcome. Thank you very much indeed. And we're getting very Partridge, yes. Andy Partridge. We're getting new listeners all the time, and it's wonderful. If you've just tuned in and you're struggling to get a grip on where we are and what we're talking about, good. That's the way I want this show to be. This isn't your usual let's talk about Brexit. Although we did yesterday, after the brilliant claim from David Cameron that the best thing the European Union has done for us is reduced roaming charges. A 10-minute call from Spain back to England will now only cost £4. We don't really talk about Brexit. We don't really talk about immigration and refugees. And I don't even know what the other big stories are. Oh, Marks and Spencers was a big story today. We don't really talk about any of that stuff. You're welcome to. You're welcome to call up and talk about that stuff. Of course you are. Here we go. Tweet if you're a loser. JP Devlin's a loser. Tweet if you're a loser. There's something in that. We're the losers club. There's something in that. Let me get my thinking cap on that. You're welcome to call in about those more traditional phone-in topics if you want. Of course you are. Of course you are. It's kind of a free-for-all. We've talked so far about Hungerford and places that will always be associated with sad things. We've talked about Mike Oldfield being a rip-off artist. We've talked about John going to court to watch a bloke who's accused of murdering his uncle be tried. Everything and anything, you know. Literally, it's a free-for-all. Bruce is on the line. Evening, Bruce.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, hip, hip. That is my... Again, I wonder where I've put that. I've lost that. It's Prince Charles showing... We need to... This is what we do. This is what we need to do. We need you, and thank you, Bruce. And I'm going to take full credit for this. We need to start developing this into a club. Okay, we're going to be the cabal of losers. I'll come up with a good name at some point. People can suggest that this evening. Call in and suggest it. We also need a secret salute. Okay, so that we can identify ourselves, much like the Freemasons have a secret shake, or BBC presenters from the 70s have paedophilia. We're going to have a secret little phrase. Kat's on the phone, she missed that, which is good. We're going to have a secret little phrase that we can identify ourselves with. And are you ready?
Go on.
Hip, hip, hip.
There we go.
Hip, hip, hip.
There we go. That's
hip,
the
secret. Hip,
hip, hip, hip.
Oh, do you listen to Ian Lee?
Hip, hip, hip.
Oh, you do. That's it. That's our secret handshake. Ladies and gentlemen, our secret handshake.
Hip, hip, hip.
And we will from now on, until I forget, which will be in about 5 minutes' time, we start all phone calls with...
Hip, hip, hip.
So, Bruce?
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, 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 Bruce. What you got for us? We're in! We're off! 9 weeks into it, we've got a greeting. Yes?
Firstly, right, that's merchandise, surely.
Sorry?
Ian Lee T-shirts.
Oh, Ian Lee T-shirts. Scott Balcony, get on it. Start making some T-shirts. But before that, design the cover for my Ian Lee live CD first, which you've been doing for absolutely ages.
Yeah, so, priorities. Yeah, so a couple of things. First of all, because you mentioned topics, musical dip dabs, or double dips, whatever you want to call them.
Musical tit dabs?
Dip dabs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, double dipping. So the two that sprung to mind was Alanis Morissette and the Beatles.
Tell me more, Bruce. I'm interested.
Okay, so Alanis Morissette, who did release more than one album, just not more than one album that was very successful.
Yes, well, she was Jagged Little Pill was the good one, wasn't it?
Correct.
Okay.
And it sold something like 20 million copies or something stupid, or 50 million copies, and I think... all of her albums combined after that didn't sell a tenth of that number. But anyway, so for the 10th anniversary of Jagged Little Pill,
yeah,
she teamed up with Starbucks when they used to release CDs, if you remember,
oh,
and did an acoustic Jagged Little Pill.
What, the whole album?
The whole album acoustic.
And released it as an album?
And released it. It was sold in Starbucks, and then it was later released elsewhere, yeah.
Cheat. What an absolute cheat.
And I mean, the thing is, like, Jagged Little Pill is a good album, and it does still hold up, but I just didn't care for hearing acoustic versions of the same songs.
Yeah,
but I know. That's just me.
Yeah, but I really like Kiss Unplugged. So, yeah, I know what you mean. It's cheating. She's cheating.
But the thing is, there's a difference here in between just, you know, just doing it and doing it for a kind of reason. Kiss didn't need to do that.
No.
It wasn't like they were in a musical lull. Alanis Morissette didn't have a hit after Jagged Little Pill, really. And so she was like,
I've got one hand in my pocket and the other one is giving up peace sign. That's the bit that put me off, though. I've got one hand in my pocket, nice, and the other hand is giving a peace sign. I just thought, oh, no, no, I'm not having that.
Hey, Ian.
Yes, Foss?
Isn't it ironic? Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, hip, hip.
And the Beatles, of course, did Let It Be Naked.
Yeah, I don't think anybody bought that, did they, apart from my mum, and it was rubbish.
Yeah, my father-in-law, I mean, he bought everything that had the, like, was associated with the Beatles, so he had it, but I don't think it was ever listened to be honest.
Yeah, we bought, so, basically, because Paul McCartney, I only said Phil Daniels, Paul McCartney was so upset with what Phil Spector did. So I'm just slightly distracted, because we're onto something with the loose, hang on, what was that?
Oh, that was my dog.
What's it doing?
I yawned.
Dog? That's not a dog yawn.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
The loser thing is really taking off on Twitter. Everybody's going loser crazy on Twitter. I'm retweeting like a lunatic. But yes, the whatever we were talking about, excellent stuff. Bruce, hip, hip, hip.
Hip, hip, hip.
Ta-ta.
The wild man of late night radio is back.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Hip, hip, hip. Hip, hip, hip. We're in, ladies and gentlemen. Turn the music up, because I'm going to make that louder. Turn the music up, guys. Let me boost Charlie. There we go.
Hip, hip, hip.
Boom, we're in. We're onto something here with the late night losers. We're onto something here. That's our call. Andy says on Twitter, at Ian Lee, if you want to tweet me, in defence of Alanis Morissette, right, who we may have been a little bit harsh to, Alanis Morissette was only 19 when she wrote Jagged Little Pill. When I was 19, I once got so drunk that I soiled myself. Hip, 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 Gatford!
Hip, hip, hip.
We're in, ladies and gentlemen. Finally, we are off and running. What you got?
I've got it. I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you call me?
God, you made that sound like really dirty. Like, you sounded like an actual proper pervert there. Proper,
well, as opposed to the pretend one I normally play.
Yeah, proper. And I'm going to say this, and I know you'll take this with respect, right?
Oh, here we go.
You sounded like a kiddie fiddler. You did. You sound. Yeah, that. Your voice there. You sounded horrible. I mean, really. I'm not saying you are for legal reasons, because now you can't do me for libel. But you sounded like one.
Yeah, I'll just wait for the Twitter abuse on that one. Thanks, Ian.
That's not a problem at all, mate. Any way I can help, then you. If I can help you get trolled. Then I'm happy to. I think maybe we'll do this on Friday, right? The thing where we find like one sad, lonely person on Periscope.
Yeah, I think that'd be good. Yeah,
and we this is the phrase they use, right? It's a horrible phrase, but this is what we're going to do, guys. And I can trust you. We're going to love bomb them. We're going to love bomb them. So we need to find a person that's got like literally 2-3 viewers, and we are going to pile in. And it's going to be lovely and it's going to be wonderful and we're not going to be nasty or snarky or horrible or rude or anything.
We're going to be complimentary.
Good. But we are going to love bomb them. Friday night. God, there's so many losers on Twitter and more than usual. I don't know if I can retweet everyone. I can't retweet. There's too many of you guys, but thank
there's
you.
There's a lot of losers out there.
I appreciate the losing and the hip, hip, hip. Friday night, that's what we're going to do. Remind me, Catherine, we're going to do that. We're going to love bomb some poor Periscoper somewhere around the world. I imagine it'll probably be in America or somewhere. That'd be a nice thing to do, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. What you got for us, Gatford?
Well, you got one thing slightly wrong there that I just want to do a slight correction on.
Yes, boss!
The Meatloaf album with Bonnie Tyler was called Heaven and Hell, not Leather and Lace.
They did an album called Leather and Lace, buddy.
I looked it up, it was Heaven and Hell.
They did one called Leather and Lace.
Are you sure there wasn't a single called Leather and Lace?
No, right, okay. Amazon. Leather and Lace. Meat Meatloaf. Let's have a little look. I did Meat Load, not Meat Loaf. Hang on, Meat Loaf.
That's a different band, Meat Load.
Okay, well, hang on a minute. There must be something wrong with my search engine. Meat Loaf.
Uh-huh.
Bonnie. Hang on a minute, guys.
Yeah, just hang it up. Yeah. Counting down the minutes.
Well, they've taken it off of... right, we'll go to...
Ah, so it's been discontinued, is that what you're saying?
Meatloaf, leather and lace. Well, in which case... Well, but which one's heaven and which one's hell?
Good point. I'm not sure I'd like to comment. Neither of both of them are still alive, so rather than causing any confusion, I'll say nothing.
All right, there is... Okay. Right. There is an album called Leather and Lace, okay?
And that's by...
Meatloaf is on it.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. And that is good enough for me. Don't pick holes in the story, mate. Come on,
I like to think it's a bit great. Also as well, you know the idea that you say the bands when they get lonely and they get wrong and they get the unplugged. They also do the orchestra.
Oh, yeah, they do the orchestra. Again, Kiss did the orchestra.
In fact, Mike Oldfield did it.
Yeah.
Mike Oldfield, you can get Tubular Bells Orchestra.
Yeah.
But you see, like Metallica did a full album with all their best hits with an orchestra.
Yeah.
Hang on,
we just got a video. Someone's just sent me a video. Let's just see what this video is. Hang on a second.
You screened it first?
No. God, that was horrific. I'm going to retweet that so you can see the full horror of...
Is that just your face on Beck?
No, not quite. God, there's loads of you... Vinny is, of course, bucking the trend. Yeah. There's loads of you who are losing.
Is Vinny trying to claim he's not a loser?
Yes. Yeah. Gaffer, did we get to the point of your call? Was it just to try and pwn me? Was it just to try and destroy me? I'm the man on the verge of a nervous breakdown, and you're trying to do it in public.
It's not try, it's did, Ian, is the word you're looking for. So, 1-0, goodbye.
Thank you, tutty bye. Hip, 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 Richard.
Hello, how's it going? Sorry, hip, hip, hip.
Thank you very much. Oh, that was a close one.
Hip, hip, hip.
That was a close one, man.
You caught me off guard.
That's the thing. This is the first rule of the Late Night Losers. Come up with a better name than that. Always be on guard. Hey, have you heard that there are loads of prisoners doing fight clubs in prisons? There's a surprise.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, but that news story just made me think, where's the link for that?
Exactly. Exactly what I thought. Oh, I wonder if I could find that on YouTube.
The story was basically an advert for it. It was like, oh, there's organised fight clubs and these videos that are legal mobile phones. I was like, this sounds fantastic.
If there is any use for prisoners, right? I believe in rehabilitation and you know, help with drug addiction and mental illness, all of that stuff, right? But if there are, like, murderers and stuff and prisoners that can't be rehabilitated, I can't think of anything better than watching them fight each other, bare-knuckle fighting.
Have you seen the film The Running Man?
Yeah. it's The Running Man, but on a much smaller scale.
Yeah, I think I've got a tab open Googling something about it, you know.
If you find the link, send it on to me, won't you?
I called in just to talk about how weird Periscope is today, because I'm still not back in work, so I watched your talk earlier, which is really interesting.
Thank you very much.
I respect your commitment to making children cry as well.
Yeah. Well, in terms... You're talking again in terms of the talk and playing the bit that was upsetting.
Well, just in general.
Just bullying children. I do make children cry sometimes. That does happen, yes.
Yeah, but then afterwards, I'd never really used Periscope before. The first time I used it was when there was that puddle in the north.
The puddle. Were you the one that told us about the puddle?
I don't think so.
So there was a puddle that was like on the news, and everyone was Periscoping this. But what were people? It was just deeper than it looked, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty much impossible. I think it was like there wasn't really any way to cross. There was a bridge or something, and then you would cross it and go in through this puddle. So people, you know, just were walking through it and getting wet. I was basically spent last night watching people get wet.
Brilliant. There's no better. It's like the thing that always annoys me, right, is when it's icy, right? And the BBC are the worst at this, right? When it's icy, the BBC will say, well, it's been very icy out today, as these shoppers can show you. And it's loads of pictures, footage, of people falling over and cracking their skulls, right? And the way they've got that is a camera crew has gone out, found the iciest spot and set up on the other side of the road and gone, we'll film this. Go and get the coffees in. I'll be all right. We'll film it. And they film it. Instead of standing over there and going, guys, be careful. This bit of pavement's quite slippery. You might just want to be careful. They sit there and they film it.
Are you sure they haven't gone further? Because, you know, like, if it's ice outside your house, if you just pour like hot water on it, that makes it worse because that freezes again.
You can get done for
that. You sure they're not doing that as well?
Yeah, but possibly they are. But you can get done for that. If you put, oh, hang on. I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me? Beck, before he was good. Well, no, not before he was good. Beck, when he was good, before he became a Scientologist and started doing funk. That's when he lost it.
I saw him quite recently in, you know, it's called The Social on Oxford Street, the basement of that. And he played, an acoustic set there. So many teams, yeah.
Oh, I bet that was good.
And he was really, really good. I've never been a massive Beck fan, but I was, a much bigger fan of him after that.
Yeah, I used to like Beck because he used to be... I bored myself with that conversation.
Fair enough.
I just halfway through that sentence, I thought, I'm boring myself.
Yeah, to be honest, I'll carry on talking about Periscope.
Yeah, go on.
So what else is on Periscope after your talk finished.
Yeah.
And it's really weird, just the normal stuff on Periscope. I looked what was in London.
Yeah.
And there was this girl in Enfield, and she was just sort of sitting, you know, at a table, smoking magic cigarettes.
What?
And listening to music, and she wasn't doing anything or saying anything, and then people were just, she had, 800 viewers.
800 people, which is more than I get. Watching a girl getting stoned, listening... What was she listening to?
She was listening to a song called Panda by Designer.
You've just said words there. You've literally...
Yeah, sorry. It's a rapper.
The rap culture.
She was easy on the eye, I'll put it that way, but okay. I didn't really understand why... People, loads of men in different languages telling
but,
her
but
to...
But you were watching it.
I watched it briefly.
Tomorrow night, Friday night, we're going to love bomb somebody on Periscope.
Just someone sitting smoking magic cigarettes.
Well, no, I don't want to find anyone. By the way, guys, legal high owners, you've got 8 minutes to cane your stash. Hopefully they won't be. I just want an ordinary person, and I want to go and cheer them up.
But it got even weirder later on, because during your talk, someone followed me who was also watching your talk, and, as if I look at someone's profile and they haven't, got anything racist or anything, I generally follow back. And then later on, I got a notification saying she was broadcasting. So I started watching it. And it was a Russian girl eating a bunch of bananas, talking in Russian. just sitting at the table eating bananas. I was like, this is weird. And then all of a sudden, she got this, workbook out, a school workbook. I thought she was going to do some homework. And then she wrote something in Russian. And then she wrote my name and then a heart. And I just, it was I'd used a Ouija board and I just contacted her dead and I just, threw my phone down.
She wrote your name where? In the book?
In the book, yeah. So she wrote, a Russian word, then my name, and then a heart, and then I just went, this is too much for me.
You're legally married now. She'll be arriving first thing in the morning with her mother and her 18 children from her first marriage.
Yeah, that's cool. I've got a big flat.
Richard, well, thank you very much. Dennis, hip, hip, hip.
Hip, hip, hip.
He's in. The oldest swinger in town is in. Good evening, Dennis.
Good evening. What do you mean about old people are losers because they stay up this late? Well, I'm never in bed before 2 o'clock.
Why? But we're all losers, Dennis, aren't we?
No, we're not.
Yeah,
I'm gaining all the time.
Well, I just think that to be phoning a radio show, to be hosting a radio show at 7 minutes to midnight on a Wednesday night, it indicates that something's gone wrong for us somewhere, doesn't it?
No, it's a great show. I listen to all these people coming up and chatting.
Have you got an electric piano there?
No.
I just heard some music. What was the music? That wasn't me.
No, it wasn't me either.
Did you hear music?
No. And I'm not deaf.
Huh?
And I'm not deaf.
Pardon?
I am not deaf. Pardon?
Huh?
No, it might be the chair swinging backwards and forwards on the chair.
You're swinging, I see. Okay.
Swinging, yeah. No, I think you've got a great show. I'm glad I found you. brought you back to life, and it's great.
Dennis, always nice to talk to you, mate. Speak to you later on.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta. Sean!
Good evening!
No. Hip, hip, hip!
Hip, hip, hip!
Hip, hip. I haven't given out the phone number for this whole hour. What's going on? This is almost like a success story.
You're Ian, you're back on form. I got you. You last night you were a bit down. I think everyone was a bit peed off last night.
Yeah, there was something in the
That's
vibe.
The impression
yeah.
I got. Yeah, there was something in the air, wasn't there?
Yeah, definitely. And it's listen. And someone said to me today. Someone tweeted me right that your show last night, your podcast was hard work. I hate to criticise. Well, don't criticise then. You didn't need to send that tweet. Okay, but this is another reason why I love doing this show, is because they're all different. They're all different, and some.
Listen, mate. I'm a London cab driver, and this makes my night. This show is by far the best thing on radio. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
You can help me. You're a black cab driver, yeah.
Yeah, I am, mate. Yeah.
How do I find out my Uber rating?
Oh, you just stabbed me through the heart. How dare you?
It's a true question, though. How do I find it out?
I don't know, and I don't care, to tell you the truth.
Good.
Ian, what are you watching at the moment, mate?
What, now?
On TV, yeah.
I'm not watching. I don't really watch telly anymore. I've given up. I'm sort of watching a few documentaries on Netflix and stuff, but I've got nothing on the go at the moment. Why? What are you recommending?
I started watching a show today called Bosch. Bosch. It's on Amazon. I started watching the first two episodes. It's blinding, mate.
Don't tell me it's any good, because my Amazon. I'm allowing my Amazon membership to lapse in 3 days' time, so I can't watch. I can't start watching a TV series on there now.
Oh, it's been nice. It is really good, mate, honestly.
I tell you what's good on Amazon, The Man in the High Castle. Have you seen that, about the Nazis?
Yeah, I'm going to start watching that.
That is good, mate. That is good.
I don't want to get into a long season or something because of what Lost did to me. I spent half my life on Lost for nothing.
Yeah, I know. And Lost let me down. The only one that hasn't let me down was Breaking Bad. But Lost let me down, Battlestar let me down, Fringe let me down big time. You know, I've really invested a lot in that.
Have you heard of one called Banshee on Sky?
No.
Oh, you've got to get into that, mate. Banshee's absolutely brilliant.
I see what I do want to watch. The one where they go back in time to try and stop the JFK killing.
No, I couldn't get into it, mate. I watched first two episodes. And I thought it was really boring. It's a date or something, it's 20 or something. I fancy it, mate. Oh. And the last thing, you know that young lady, Vinnie?
Yes.
Has she got a bloke? Because I'm, you know...
You're interested. Well,
I am.
Sean, listen, you're a good sport, and thank you for taking the Uber comment in the way it was intended, but genuinely, how do I find out my Uber rating? Vinny tends to call up after midnight, Sean, so hip, 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 and we'll see. Tim?
Yes?
No? What?
Hip, hip.
No?
Hippity, hip, hop.
No?
Don't stop the rock.
No? Hip, hip, hip?
Hip, hip, hip.
No, right, I tell you what. You practice, and we'll come back to you after this.
Talk radio.
Let's just try... Tim?
Hip, hip, hip.
No. Flipping it. Just listen to this. Listen to this.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hooray.
No. No.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, hip, hip.
Unbelievable. Well, just practice during the news, please, Tim.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end. I'm a loser, and I love someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. Although I laugh and I act like a clown, beneath this mask I am wearing a frown. My tears are falling like rain from the sky. Is it for her or myself that I cry? I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and have I done to deserve such a fate? I realize I have left it too late. And so it's true, pride comes before a fall. I'm telling you so that you won't lose all. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
Tim, hip, hip, hip!
Can I ask a quick question?
Of course you can, boss, yes.
When you go hip, hip, hip,
yes.
What am I supposed to say?
You're supposed to go hip, 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 back.
Oh, I did that, didn't I?
But with enthusiasm and gutso and spunk. Are you ready?
Okay, I've got plenty of that. Let me have a go. Let me just sit up straight.
Hip, hip, hip!
Hip, hip, hip.
We're in! What have you got for us, Timothy?
Well, I remember you having this discussion. I think I remember, but I might have dreamt it.
Okay.
But it was a while back that you were talking about the sexiest animals.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we were. We were talking about the sexiest animals. For me, it would be, and I don't want to say a kitten, because that does imply underage. So a sexy cat, a young-looking cat, or a beautiful pony with ribbons in its mane looking over its shoulder.
Yeah, I agree with both of those.
Yep.
And I'd also add, there are certain dogs that have a certain sexiness too.
Like what, for example?
Well,
which dogs, whom are you thinking of?
Wayanara, you know, the ones with the blue eyes. Lovely, lovely, dreamy blue eyes.
Wayanara?
What are they called? Wayanara or something?
I don't know. Bill Wayanaras.
Does Casanova, do you know? Wayanara.
Wayanara. Oh.
It is called that.
Okay.
W-E-I-M-A-R-A.
Vimarama. Okay, I still don't know what it is. That's I still don't. One. None of you are helping in any way whatsoever. So you get horny for dogs, okay.
But I found, I think, the perfect mix of animals.
Yes.
That's, I think, probably the sexiest animal in the universe.
Wow.
So far.
Okay.
Have you got Google Image in front of you?
I've got it up now. And Google Image. Yes, sir.
Okay. Maned fox.
Maned fox.
Maned. As in like a mane.
Images. Oh, it's got lovely legs, isn't it?
Lovely legs.
Lovely, long legs. Like Kate Moss. Or who's the one that slaps air stewardesses? Naomi Campbell.
I know. Yeah, I was about to say Naomi Campbell. And then he's got like he or she.
He? Well, there's a Freudian slip.
Well, okay, well, we'll move past that. But it's got lovely bone structure as well on the face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The lovely legs, and then the really fluffy coat, and the mane as well, bit of everything.
Very cute face. The other week we mentioned the world's most beautiful horse.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
She was stunning. Well, there is now the world's most handsome horse.
Oh, I don't know about this.
Yeah, it's in, is it in the papers today or was it yesterday? Oh, it's in, here we go, it's in page 3 of the Mail. Hang on a second, let me find this. It's the Idris Elba of horses.
Oh.
Black Beauty, who's the main attraction.
Hello. I've just gone on Google Images.
Can you see it? Thanks
yeah.
in no sport to his, it's no small part to his gloriously flowing mane, Frederick the Great has become a celebrity horse of international renown. Millions worldwide watch the sleek black stallion's videos. Keep banging on about the colour. I don't technically see colour, but that's by the by.
No.
He stars on his own range of prints, posters and greeting cards and has even been offered roles in movies. I think we know what kind of movies he's been offered parts in.
I know, and sign me up for them. But he looks a bit like a darker Fabio. Do you remember Fabio?
Didn't Fabio die in...
No.
Yeah. Didn't Fabio...
No, he...
Go on.
Go on.
No, go on, you go.
I remember he got hit...
Didn't...
Fabio...
Get...
hit.
Died.
By a bird. Do you remember when he got hit by a bird?
No.
No, look up Fabio.
What kind of radio show is this? Where everything you tell me, it starts with the sentence, here, Google this, right? Fabio getting hit by a bird.
Well, that's basically how I navigate any conversation.
Fabio, I reckon Fabio is dead. I've Googled Fabio dead. There you go, Fabio Lanzoni. He's still alive, he's 57.
Looks good for it.
He doesn't, actually. He looks like someone I know. I can't think who he is. Where does he gets hit by a bird?
So type in Fabio Bird, and he was on a roller coaster, Fabio, and a bird hit him in the face.
Bird. I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often. Hey, there's a picture of it!
Yeah.
Look at his bloody nose, and the woman next to him is in hysterics. They're all in hysterics.
The
woman behind him is covered in his nose blood, and she's in hysterics. Never forget the day Fabio killed a bird with his face. Flipping heck.
Can it get much better than that?
I mean, really, that is... that's amazing. Well, thank you for that, Tim.
No problem.
Ta-ta. Fabio killed a bird with his face. Have you seen the picture? Google Fabio Bird, and the images come up, right? And then you see the picture of the girl behind him covered in his blood. Flipping heck. Evening, Jerry. Hip, hip, hip.
Hip to be square.
Hip square. It's hip to be square. There we go. I see what he's done there. I like that, Jerry. How you doing, buddy? You right?
Yeah, not too bad. Having a good day today.
Good, good. What you got for us, boss?
Stu just reminded me. It's on Nemesis at Alton Towers at the front row and sneezed. Snot went behind me, didn't know where it went.
Jeez, we can take calls on that. Your horror stories on fairground rides after Fabio killed a bird with his face.
Nice.
And Jerry snotted over loads of people behind him.
I once locked somebody in the toilet all night as well. I've done some stupid things in my life.
Yeah.
Locked somebody in the toilet, public toilets all night. You make a quick save, the shopper's champion.
Yeah.
And they had to lock the toilets up and was embarrassed. So
then,
just like the ladies.
Here we go. I'm having a real problem at the moment, Jerry, with my fly, right, on my jeans. It's broken, so it keeps coming down. And I've been doing a lot of talks, and I keep, you know, I keep noting halfway through that my fly's undone. And I'm talking in schools and colleges.
It looks like you're messing with yourself.
It's inappropriate.
Yeah. Could be arrested for that.
You could be very...
Well, on the state and answer a few questions.
Yeah, well, exactly. You've got...
I'll put inquiries.
All right. Stop. Just in case they're listening, please don't.
I've had Dr. Pepper, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I remember when Dr. Pepper came out in this country, right? And we were all excited. A new fizzy pop. There was a new fizzy pop. Wow, let's go and buy... Mummy, can we try the new fizzy pop? Yeah, okay. It is disgusting.
Yeah, well, it gets off your face. I've been tweeting all night to you.
To me?
Yeah.
I've not got them, mate.
Yeah.
Where?
It's still under a different name. Also, it's me cutting crap. Loads of crap.
Oh, by the way, guys, if you've got any legal highs, they are now officially illegal. You got to bin them. You got to hand them into the authorities. I'm having an Ian Lee, formerly legal, now illegal high amnesty. If you see me in the street, give me your formerly legal highs and I will dispose of them for you in the only way I know how.
A pop party. What were we on about before? Hope to have a word for the CPS as well.
Why have you had a word with the CPS?
No, work for the CPS.
Oh, you work for the CPS?
Yeah.
Oh, well, crap. In that case, forget the last 30 seconds of radio. It was, of course, biting satire, Jerry.
Yeah. I was going to say, the Hulk, he's trying to find hidden strength. I remember last night. Spent 3 hours trying to write a tweet to you.
Yeah.
Just finished it and didn't get paid with the right answer. Can't believe it.
Well, that's the way it goes, mate. Well, thank you for attempting. Okay. Jerry, nice to talk to you, fella.
Say hello to
Cass. No, I won't.
She's sexy.
Oh, right, good night. Thank you very much indeed. We'll have none of that. Well, there we go. Look, we haven't given up the phone number for an hour and a quarter. That's a first on this radio station. I will give it out in a minute, though, because what we're going to do for the last 45 minutes of the show is we'll take your calls straight to air. I'll explain how it works after this.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Well, there we go. An hour and 15 minutes without giving the phone number out. That's got to be a record. Make sure my boss knows. I will give it out now because things change for the rest of the show. I take your call straight to air. You call 0844 499 1000. 7 pence a minute plus access charge, significantly more from mobiles. And you come straight to air. Like this. Line one, you're on the wireless.
I'm going to brush my teeth in 14 minutes.
You're really only meant to do it for 2 minutes. Any more than that is detrimental. How tricky is it with the electric toothbrush, right, to not do the brushing motion? Because you're not meant to. You're meant to hold it still. And then move it. And then move it. And I still find myself doing the brushing motion with the electric toothbrush. Now, that's no good to anybody, is it? That's not having any benefit on the tooth at all. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hey, up, Ian.
Hello, Russ.
I've got a poke again for you. I know there's not long left in the show.
Yeah, go on, man.
It's just something different.
Yeah.
Word poker, but it's not just any word. There've got to be words that are satisfying or therapeutic to pronounce, right?
Okay, you go first.
I've got two.
Well, give us one, and we'll have a game.
Right. Trebuchet.
Serendipity.
It hasn't quite got it, but...
Serendipity hasn't got it? Are you nuts, Russ?
It's in the pronunciation. If you get it, mate, if you feel it, then that's
I feel it. I'm feeling it. Serendipity.
Feel it. Nice one. Well, no, so we're going to carry on with the next call.
Well, go on. What's your next one? Go on.
Thomas Schaffernacker.
Well, that's... Now you're introducing names into it.
I wasn't expecting to be carrying it on. I thought you were going to like carry it on with the like different calls. So you've caught me out there.
And I'm going
to Schaffernacker is a nice one.
Okay, I'm going to say one, and it's a rude word, but I don't mean it to be rude. But I like the word fellatio.
Well, this is what it's all about. It's words that give you that to pronounce.
Yeah.
That's a nice one. I like that one.
Yeah, I bet you do, Russ. Thank you very much indeed. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Hello, mate.
Hello, mate.
What's it called earlier on when you wrote about stuff? And how's your mum anyway? Because what it is...
Yeah.
When you was on an advert earlier on, I flicked through and you was right the other night saying about taking my mum out of hospital.
Yeah.
Because a study saying now, that vulnerable old people should not be kept in hospitals.
Yeah, well,
and you are right.
She's
to do that.
She's all right. I think she's having the operation that she needs tomorrow. Fingers crossed. If it goes well, she'll go home Friday. So fingers are crossed. Although I bet she goes home Monday. But I think we're getting close to her getting back home.
Lovely. Just let you know. I have not seen that puma lately.
Thank you very much indeed. Well, that's a relief. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, hip, hip.
I want to join the loser club and I like to love bum people in America.
Okay. We need to come up with a good name for the late night losers. I don't like things that sound all nice and tidy. It always sounds a little bit radio, Ian Lee's Late Night Losers. It sounds a little bit... manufactured, you know what I mean? But or Lee's Losers, I hate all that kind of stuff. So the loser club, late night losers. I don't know what are we going to call it, Rashid?
Lol. Losers on late.
Oh, now we're using lol.
No, it ain't catchy, is it?
It's tough, isn't it?
It's got my imagination going.
Good.
Somebody mentioned the t-shirts.
Yeah.
T-shirts. But what if we meet in Asda? You know, what would be the handshake? Would it be the L to the forehead? like a loser?
Yeah, yeah, of course we'll be doing that. Yeah, 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 definitely.
Or would it be that the high five fails when people are going high five.
Oh, someone goes for a high five and everyone ignores it.
I love watching them on YouTube.
Yeah, they are the most uncomfortable things in the world, aren't they?
Wicked, wicked. They're losers. Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, hip, hip. Thank you, Rashid. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. And this is kind of how the last hour rolls, really. And again, it's a weird time. 21 minutes past 12 on a Wednesday night, Thursday morning. It's not technically Thursday morning until you've had a sleep. And you've probably got a long day tomorrow, haven't you? Tough day ahead of you. I have got a long old day. It'll be good. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing the kids. I haven't seen them for the last couple of weeks, really, because of work and stuff. But it's going to be tiring. It means I'll be tired for tomorrow's show. And then Friday, I got a busy day. Saturday, I can have a little sleep. But this is a weird time of night, isn't it? So weird things can happen. If you just want to let off steam in whatever way that may be, whether that's phoning up and making a silly noise or singing a song or playing a bit of the telly down the phone or whatever, you're welcome to. Works like this. You dial the phone number. I see you flashing on the screen. I touch the screen and go, line one, you're on the wireless.
Hi, and it's Nelson from the Norfolk.
Hello, Nelson. What you got for us? Thank you very much indeed. Well, that's a blast from the past. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Ah, oh, you're right, Ian. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, mate. What you got for us?
Yeah, just, you play all the, the Littlest Hobo theme, or you're playing the Hulk theme, and then you mentioned the Laverne and Shirley last night.
Yeah.
I was thinking of, when you hear a theme tune that you really like from a TV show, but then you hear it, years later, and it's got a second and third verse that you just didn't know existed. I've got two examples.
Yeah, yeah, Cheers. Go on.
Cheers and Married with Children.
I don't remember the Married with Children theme.
It's Dean Martin, the love and burn.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that's it. I don't know if you can think of one.
Off the top of my head, I can, right? But they're not songs, they're instrumentals. The Professionals. I remember hearing the full Professionals, because it's got this massive extended guitar solo in the middle.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right.
No, it's not right at all.
There's a whole website to do with the Cheers one. I went and Googled it. There's a load of people getting a bit geeky about it, but, yeah.
There's a really good version of the Cheers. What do you mean there's a whole website to it? Cheers theme.
I Googled it and it was it will blow your mind. And it's not. It's just, two or three extra verses. Apparently the lyrics don't make any sense.
There is. I'm trying to find. There's a really good cover version of the Cheers theme. I'm trying to think.
Oh, nice.
I can't think who did it. I'll try and find it. Keep listening, because I'm going to try and find it. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Teach a man to fish. Now, give a man a fish, and he will eat for a day. Smack him in the mouth, and he won't come back again.
Yes, line two.
Ian, it's Rossi from Lichfield. I'm the brother of Ross, who normally calls in like I'm Ross. Ian, mate, I've had it off in the Old Bailey, Yeah, what happened was, right, I was in there watching a case, right, and I was simultaneously tweeting to me mate, right, on my TalkSport Late Night Loser Golden Year Facebook page, right, 2001 to 2007.5. And all of a sudden, I feel somebody under the bench, relieving me Ian. I look down in and no word of the Lord. It was all of a sudden.
Are you good, mate? All right.
Purring and meowing. Best
the queen of all words. Moist. The king of all words, plinth. Imagine a moist plinth.
trying to find this cover version of the Cheers theme. And I can't remember who did it. Hang on a minute. Bear with me. It was the Wild Hearts, wasn't it? But I can't seem to find it. Ah! Aha! Ah ha ha ha! I found it. We'll play it when we come back from the break. That's what we'll do. Indulge. I remember it being brilliant, and I haven't heard it for about 15 years. So let's see. It might be complete and utter pony. 0844 499 1000 is the phone number. This is the last hour of the show. We just sort of slow things down a little bit, really. And we kind of take calls straight to air, and people call in about stuff and make silly noises and do silly voices, and it's all stunning. I've got a stitch. I've had a stitch for about 3 months. Is that bad? I think that's a bad thing. I do. I am. I'm not a hypochondriac, but I do worry that I'm ill quite a lot. I remember twice I thought I had MS because my mum's got it. And the first time I went and had all these tests because my right arm was numb. And I went and had all these tests. And do you know what it was? It turned out I had my watch strap too tight. I mean, isn't that dumb? Huh? Isn't that dumb? 0844 499 1000. This is Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio.
Late night Ian Lee.
On air and off the loop.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
We'll be right back.
Better Than I Remember, as the Wild Hearts. And was John Poole a member of the Wild Hearts at that point? I don't know. I'm delving into a different person's life trying to remember that. So apologies. 0844 499 1000. Yesterday will forever be remembered as the day that we decided we were going to start a losers club. We invented our own secret handshake, hip, hip, hip. And we went for an hour and 15 minutes without giving out the phone number. Boom. Have some of that. We'll give out now if you want. Oh, gosh. 0844 499 1000, 7 pence a minute plus your access charge, significantly more for mobiles. Catherine, you're welcome to come and join the laugh riot. The Giggle Factory is open for another 27 minutes, guys. Another 27 minutes. So they've gone shy on the phones, which is fine. Which is fine. These things happen.
They've shot their bolts.
An argument with Russ over how delicious the word serendipity is. Mm. It's a delicious word, I think, to say. It's a delicious word. You're not keen on it?
I like it.
I like I like it because it's got lots of letters that look the same. The D, the P, the T.
And it also sounds crazy.
Line one, you're on the wireless.
I started a business the other day.
Oh, yes?
It's the complimentary medieval weaponry business.
How's it going?
It's all freelance at the moment.
Line two, you're on the wireless.
What's it all about, Alfie?
You tell me. I've gone. Perfect. And that's perfect. And that is exactly... Let's get it. We need a little bit of... Let's have sheep dip, shall we? Let's have sheep dip. And that's exactly what this hour should be, is people letting off... oh, no, let's get the elastic band one. Where's the elastic band one? I like this one. This one. Let's have this one. This is, I like this one. And that's exactly what this should be. It's people letting off steam. Maybe they've had a tough day or they've got a tough day coming up. So what better way to release the stresses of the day or build up the energy for the day tomorrow by phoning up and singing a line from a Cilla Black song? Line one, you're on the wireless.
I found the page.
Sorry?
I found the page, the prison page.
Oh, you found the page where you can watch...
I've got mixed feelings. Now I feel really bad. Now I've got this shame. Like,
I've got mixed feelings. I don't... the prisoner's actually calling it Fight Club, or is that...
No. Shall I say the name on air?
No. Don't say the name on air.
Okay.
But
no, so they're not.
It's just prisoners beating each other up.
Weirdly, the first video I saw was of a dance-off. Second video I saw is someone putting their mate in a tumble dryer.
Putting their what?
I thought this isn't... It's someone putting their mate in a tumble dryer.
Oh, that's a bit of...
They've got like one look at it. Yeah, and I was like, this sort of seems like hijinks. And the next video was it's called Fight Club, and it was someone quite heavily demolishing some other guy. Wow. In fairness, the other guy came back after having left the room and then took his arm.
In considering what they could be getting up to in prison, that other fella's probably still getting off quite lightly.
It was a pretty severe beating, but he was well enough to come and shake the guy who'd just beaten him up.
Oh, he shook his hand. Well, then in that case, everything is.
It's all fine.
Because I can't get a phone signal in my house, right? Mobile phone signal in my house. I have to go and stand outside. Can't they put, like, something in the prison that stops them getting a phone signal?
But then the guards probably, like to use their phones as well.
Tough luck on those guards, for crying out loud. Oh, no, hang on, we don't want to punish those guys. It's the prisoners. Or can they not do more bum searches? Because that's where they keep the phones, bums and drones.
Why is it always about bum searches with you?
It is.
He makes an excellent point, and I insist that my team have a daily bum search carried out by yours truly, and that will keep on going until I find those phones and drones. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We'll do the... I keep wanting to play Gina Davis, Nicolas Cage. It's a game I've invented. But it's a really tough one, and I'm kind of building up the psychic energy. It's not one you can just casually toss off. You've got to be in the right frame of mind for it. I do like the Periscope thing. It's a little bit niche, right? Because not everyone's got access to. You can do it, watch it on your computer or on your phone. Not everyone's got it, so maybe we'll. I tell you what we'll do. We'll save it for the last hour on Friday. That's what we'll do. We'll do it after 12 when some people go to bed, and if people aren't interested in the Periscope thing, they can go to bed. You know, that'll be the thing. So we'll do that. We'll find someone, and I'll have to decide who that's going to be. I'll have a little look around later and see if there are any clues. But we want someone that's just got like two or three people watching and while they're doing whatever. And just suddenly we all pile in and we keep tapping those hearts, man. And we send nice messages, OK? We don't want... Because Periscope can be a little bit... You can be a little bit raucous, you guys. And we'll keep tapping the hearts and we'll send nice stuff and we'll blow their minds in a loving way. That'll be fun, I think. I think that's what we'll do. They've gone shy on the phones. That's fine. There's not really a lot in the papers either. So, John, if you want to contribute anything?
What should I contribute? OK, let's have a think. I've not watched that film yet,
Time Crimes. No. Time Crimes. I don't think you'll like it, actually.
Why?
Line one, you're on the wireless.
Katie Hopkins, who's trying to make herself into a hate figure. The trouble is she's too pathetically stupid to be a hate figure, so... She says, I'm prepared to say what a lot of people are thinking, but don't have the so-and-so to say it. I don't care if you love me or hate me. Of course she does. You know, she's an ugly with a rather silly voice. She says, I don't like fat people. I'm not a fan of gingers. I don't like unemployed people. But she just says stupid things. She might as well say, we might as well say we don't like old women with badly bleached hair and ugly face. You know, it's just stupid. Nobody's interested in anything she's got to say. She was a failure on The Apprentice. She's a failure wherever she goes. She just says stupid things. One of these days, somebody's going to come up to her and literally get a big mud pie and go in her face and go, oh, that's funny. Isn't that hilarious? She's not interesting. She's not controversial at all.
That was Steve Allen.
Talking about his friend, Katie Hopkins,
that was
now.
Steve Allen there talking about Katie Hopkins. Can I... can I just play you? Just bear with me. Just bear with me.
Wasn't he just having a go at her for doing what he does?
Yeah. He's a nasty piece of work. But where is it? I haven't got the clip. Where is it? I really don't know what the hell is going on with my my computer. I can't find anything. It was there a while ago. Oh, hang on a second. So she's just making sure everything's all right. There we go.
Here he is.
Well done on your award. I'm very pleased.
Thank you very much.
73 years in radio.
Unbelievable.
And finally won the gold award.
73.
Hey, what's Ian Lee's beef with you? He was banging on about you the other day on Twitter, having a bit of a whinge.
I know. Really?
Yeah. Do you know him?
Well, he used to work for us.
Yeah. Oh.
That's all I know.
He seemingly was saying some things about you.
Really?
Yeah, I'll stick up for you. I don't have any beef with Ian Lee whatsoever, but I'm not having that. Not having people picking on my...
No, exactly.
On my Steve Allen.
Dreadful person.
I mean, he did... one of the tweets he did say you're a bit two-faced. Or someone... No, someone did. He didn't. And yeah. I'm like, well, that's not
true. Oh, you know what? Well, that
Steve used to hate me, met me, and now likes me. So I wouldn't say that's two-faced.
I don't think that's two-faced. Somebody said to me, oh, so you've had guests on in conversation, you used to slag off, and you go, yeah... Everybody can change their opinion.
Yeah.
Well, nice to meet Little Miss Perfect out there.
And by the way, Steve often has guests on that he doesn't like and still doesn't change his opinion afterwards.
No. Oh, I did about Katie Hopkins.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I didn't like Katie Hopkins to start with.
Oh, yeah. And you should have stayed in that place.
She's really nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. If that's not the definition of two-faced, I have no idea what is.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
08444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call straight to her. Oh, that's a little bit too loud. Let me just go there. Yes, line one, you're on the wireless.
Hi, Ian. I'm really enjoying the show tonight, but I've got a problem.
Yeah, of course. What can we help you with, mate?
Well, I'm listening online,
yeah.
Because you're not available on DAB around these parts.
I apologise for that, yes.
That's OK.
Thank you.
My laptop battery currently has 8 minutes remaining.
Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay.
Now, I could plug the laptop in, but I thought I'd pay something like £30 per minute just to listen on the phone.
OK.
I do realise I could just stream you on the phone.
Well... The choice is yours. You can either feed my kids, or
yeah.
You can steal the food from two adorable young children and...
mine as well.
And, yeah, and listen on your phone. And stream it.
Why's your bed music from an old BT advert?
It's the Penguin Cafe Orchestra.
It's Bob Hoskins going, it's good to talk.
It's good to talk.
And he was right.
It's good to talk. Yes, it was. Was this the music they used?
Uh-huh. It was.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go.
So I've learned something and you've learned something.
Well, what have you learned?
My battery now says it's got 11 minutes remaining, so I've learned that if I phone you, my laptop charges itself there by 3 minutes.
That's what happens, you see. That's the beauty of it. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. Line 1, you're on the wireless. Hello?
Hello,
you're on the air.
Hip, hip, hip. You were talking about Harold Shipman earlier on, the Doctor.
Yes, we were. The good doctor, the bad doctor.
I saw the film. Have you seen the film about him?
Who played Shipman in the film? Wasn't Martin Clunes, was it?
No.
It was someone, wasn't it?
The film was called The Old Deer Hunter.
The what?
The Old Deer Hunter.
The Old Deer Hunter.
Oh, I see what you've done there. I see. You've made a joke about a man murdering a woman. But there was a film, wasn't there a film on ITV about with him? And it had... I know there's one about Fred West, but it wasn't Clunes, obviously.
No, Clunes does play a doctor on telly, though.
But it was someone was playing Shipman, and they had the beard and the glasses and everything. It was James Bolam. Yeah, it was one of the Lightly Lads, the not-so-Lightly Lads.
And he's also responsible for the aberration that is Grandpa in My Pocket.
James Bolam, Harold Shipman. He was also in the worst sitcom ever, written by a friend of mine. Called Pay and Display.
Oh, what was that about?
It was about two people working in a car park. It was rubbish. My mate Dom wrote it.
Goodness.
I remember watching it round his house and it was...
What did you do with your face?
I went, oh, well done, man. That's really good. Look, there's Bolam as Harold Shipman. Look. Isn't that good?
Lord.
Isn't that good? Well, I wouldn't mind sourcing that and watching it. I bet that's good. Good bit of drama. Why are we... As a people, obsessed with murder, we love a good murder. We love a good murder story. We love a bit of curtain rattling. We also love, murder films where people get murdered. And we also love reading books about real murderers.
It's modern day horror, isn't it? You know, because you don't believe in ghosties and that.
What do you mean it's modern day horror? Modern day horror is modern day horror.
No, in the olden times, we would have been telling stories of the Babadook.
That's a rubbish film.
Or, you know...
My mate Scott was scared of that film. It was rubbish.
I've seen it.
It sounds rubbish.
Or
terrible
Banshees
film.
Or whatever, right? Yeah. Now we're frightened of the devil within.
I don't think that comes anywhere close to touching the actual truth of it.
Give me your theory, then.
Well, no, I don't have a theory. This is what I'm asking. But what you've said sounds like bollocks, if I'm honest, it does. Because we love reading about murders, but imagine, we've spoken to a young lad who's, you know, had a member of his family murdered, right? And I wonder, okay, here we go. I wonder if now that murder has touched his family, whether he gets the same pleasure out of horror films, for example, you know, where it's a murderer killing people, that we do, that someone who hasn't been touched by murder specifically gets. And we do get pleasure, because it's fun to be scared. And I'm explaining to my boys that there are two types of scared. There's the scared where you want to run, and that's not fun. But there's the fun scared where you're watching a film and it's a bit scary, but actually it's brilliant because you know it's a film. And you can kind of revel in that and enjoy that. And I wonder if that has touched someone's life, if they view those films differently. And if they read the story, you know, we are flippantly joking about Harold, we're joking about Harold Shipman. And I wonder if people... other people who've been affected by murder can make those same jokes.
Mm.
I don't know. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You've gone shy, and that's fine. Are you all done? Is your podcast up?
I'm sorted.
Is it up? Because
as soon as
the show, pack your computer up seriously. Because as soon as this show is done, I'm going.
Right. Okay.
I'm going.
Right,
go.
I'm doing it.
Here's the thing, dear listener. We'll look through. Oh, can you see if the papers are in for the last 5 minutes? I wonder what time they come in, because they come just as we leave. What is the point of that? Just as we leave, tomorrow's, today's newspapers come in. How the hell does that work? For crying out loud. Oh, here's a... The Star is full of really good stories today, right? Where do we start? We start with Tarzan or... Well, they're both connected. They're both swingers. The Babadook wasn't scary, Scott. He's tweeting me. It's proper scary. It wasn't scary. It was utter rubbish. Ed, I've got literally no idea what that means, but don't... Here. Okay, well, thank you very papers. Much indeed. You could just shook your head instead of motioning in semaphore. They're both connected. They both involve swingers. One is Tarzan, and one is this. Swingers romp for a hospice. Now, you've got to respect these guys. Swingers, oh dear, are raising cash for a hospice by holding steamy wife-swapping orgies. Imagine such a thing. Here we go, here we go. This is why this show is so brilliant. John, who we spoke to earlier on and was gracious enough to talk to us about Bon Jovi Unplugged and the story of his uncle meeting a tragic end, murdered. And John just replied on Twitter, I hadn't really thought of it, but I haven't watched a horror film since. Hashtag hip, hip, hip. So isn't that interesting? I wonder, because murder to me, John, murder is not real. It's not real. It doesn't happen. You know, it's something I read about and something I watch and something I see. It's not real. It hasn't touched me. So I don't have, thank Christ, the cold claws of it around me. You know, it was interesting. I appreciate you getting back, John. Thank you. Randy couples are packing sex clubs. Where the hell are these sex clubs? Where are all of these sex clubs? Randy couples are packing sex clubs across the country to raise cash for the good cause. The events are organised by Swingfields. An event last weekend at a sex club in Kent. Careful. Careful. I don't like this bit of music. Let me find something. Let's go to the next one. That's called Pythagoras' Trousers. Let's try... Oh, no, let's try this one. This one looks like a nice one. I love this. There we go. It's the end of the show. I do like the way the... I used to worry when we didn't get calls towards the end of the show. And it would, but now I kind of... I quite enjoy the fact that the show sort of gently unwinds. It collapses. And I love it. I think it's brilliant because of that. No, I'm saying the show's brilliant. I think that that's a nice thing that happens. An event last weekend at a sex club in Kent promised open from 10 a.m. 10 a.m. Who feels fruity at 10 a.m, really? Who can be bothered at that time of the day? With the party beginning at 8 p.m. till 3 a.m. finish, this will be a wild night of madness and badness. Charity raffle on the night with some great prizes. I mean, really? You're going to an orgy? Where are you going to keep your raffle tickets? Well, that's the question. Where the hell are you going to put your raffle tickets? Got to put them somewhere, haven't you? Five events have been held so far this year. One took place at a mansion in Radlett. Organisers said this special theme party night is one for the ladies and couples. Stockings and stripes, fancy dress optional, but no jeans or T-shirts. Swimming pool, hot tub. Oh, dear. Oh, God, that water in a hot tub. Jeez. Sauna and plenty of play zones. But the organisers are keeping secret the charity they're evening to support. One told a would-be punter, we need to be careful on giving the names of the hospice as some charities are reluctant to take donations from this lifestyle. So we will then speak to them once we know what we've raised. 500 quid so far. And if not, we will make it as a personal donation. Isn't that... well, you know, good. There's no reason that swingers are, by definition, the least selfish people in society, aren't they? The least selfish people in society. The fact that they're sharing their bodies, their wives, and their seminal fluids. And then we go to another swinger, and I didn't know they were remaking this. Hey, Hollywood, here's an idea. Why don't you write a story? I just, you know, why don't you write an original story instead of rebooting everything and remaking everything? Tarzan actor. Yeah, I know, they're remaking Tarzan of all things. I mean, I used to like the cartoon, mainly because the words span around in a circle at the end or at the start, but as a film, Tarzan actor Margot Robbie injured her muscle-bound co-star, Alexander Skarsgård. I have no idea who any of these people are. So I, for one, certainly won't be going to see that rubbish. By punching him during filming. Margot, 25, who played... Imagine being in a movie at the age of 25. That's not fair, is it? That doesn't seem right, really, does it? Margot, 25, who plays Jane in upcoming blockbuster The Legend of Tarzan, was shooting an animalistic love scene with Alexander, 39, who stars as the jungle hero. Flipping it, it's coming out in July. I can't think of anything duller than going to watch a Tarzan movie. I can't quite see what the point of it was. Here we go. Now, this is one of the show's heroes, and Harvey, big fan of Harvey, big fan of Harvey, and big fan of Katie Price, because I like Katie Price. I bet she's a really good mum. As a human being around that, I don't know, but I bet as a mum she's a good mum, right? And Harvey, of course, caused a furore by dropping the C-bomb on Loose Women, which I think perfectly describes most of the Loose Women on there. Well, now there is fury. A DJ shocked clubbers with a rap song sampling Harvey Price's on-air C-word outburst. Well, you, I mean, you, these DJs in clubs, they will do these kind of things. They will do these kind of things. Harvey, 13, made the comment online about online trolls on the Loose Women TV show. Clubbers at Tokyo in Huddersfield. Oh, jeez. I mean, I hardly think that... I've not read the full story. I bet they got it from Twitter. I bet one person tweeted. I can't imagine that people going to a club in Huddersfield called Tokyo would be offended by anything. We're furious that Harvey's comments were exploited. Exploited. The nightclub has been forced to apologise. One reveller said, I know people think it's funny, but it's not right to be exploiting a disabled boy for the sake of entertainment. Well, it could be argued, dear listener, that putting Harvey on television is in some ways exploiting him for entertainment. TV is there, Loose Women is there, to be entertaining. Meanwhile, brothers Jake and Keel Tulloch have had Harvey's words tattooed on their feet. God, their mum must be so proud. Back tomorrow at 10.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.